Fans, it's time for our Olsen Game Ball delivery. Luke is holding today's official Game Ball. The official Game Ball delivery is brought to you by Olsen, a full-service engineering firm dedicated to improving communities throughout Northwest Arkansas and beyond. Let's give a big round of applause for Luke. Fans, please welcome Jake, our honorary Bat Kid, presented by Foghorns. Does your child want to be an honorary Bat Kid for the Naturals this season? Visit one of Foghorns' Northwest Arkansas locations. Children must be between the ages of 8 and 13 years old to participate. Foghorns is serving Northwest Arkansas with locations in Fayetteville, Springdale, Rogers, and Silent Springs, and has 50 signature sauces, traditional and boneless wings, great burgers, and vegetarian options, too. Their menu has something for everyone, so check it out today at foghornwings.com.
The following is a presentation of Naturals Baseball on Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network.
At the wall, it's gone! Bobby Witt Jr., three-homer game. Double-A baseball cannot contain MJ Melendez. Let's take a trip around the bases with Bobby Witt Jr. Hit one into a dive, and again he makes an incredible catch. Scott Gorman's waving around Brewer Hicklin. The throw home. Hicklin slides in safely. Naturals rock it up. Fly ball deep into left field. Right field back onto the warning track. At the wall, and it's gone. Brewer Hicklin in Wichita this season. It clears the bases and gives the Naturals a 5-1 lead in the fourth. Cross the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals, your 2021 Double-A Central Champions.
Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball is brought to you by Harvest Bank, by Coca-Cola, by Tyson Foods, by Professional Business Systems, by Unified Financial Credit Union, by Window World, by Indigo Sky Casino, by Walmart, by Straight Lawns and Garden, by Beaver Water District, by Midwest Block and Brick, by the Scott Family Amazium, by Firehouse Subs, by Pickett Construction, by Stanley Steamer, by Plaza Tire Service, by John's Quality Roofing, by Today's Cleaners, by the University of Arkansas Fort Smith, by the 188th Wing Arkansas Air National Guard, by XNA and Breeze Airways, by Golf USA, and by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. The countdown is on to Naturals Baseball. Now, let's go inside the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, hello again, friends. So glad to have your company on this Friday evening in Northwest Arkansas. Northwest Arkansas Naturals baseball is on the air. It's game 4 of 6 this week between the Naturals and the Arkansas Travelers, and we're counting down to first pitch on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. Well, my name's Nicholas Batters. A pleasure to have you with us for tonight's game. The Naturals are playing as the Growlin' Chickens tonight and tomorrow. New hats and jerseys on the field for Northwest Arkansas. Red caps with a yellow brim. Red jerseys. It says Growlin' Chickens across the front, scattered with feathers. A lot to get to on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show today. I'm trying to forget about yesterday's game. An 18-3 loss for Northwest Arkansas. Let's just get right into our pregame interview today. My chat is with Tyler Gentry. He got called up from High A Quad Cities on Tuesday, had 3 hits in the game on Wednesday. Yesterday, his first double-A home run inning. So my chat with Tyler Gentry is next on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show.
In the mood for fun, winning, excitement? It's time to go where everybody goes. Indigo Sky Casino. Delicious food, live entertainment, and fun bars. A large, spacious gaming floor full of your favorite games. And everybody's favorite, bingo. Come play in a safe, clean, exciting atmosphere. Come play and stay at Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Join the Northwest Arkansas Naturals this week at Arvest Ballpark for a week-long series through Sunday. Enjoy food and drink specials Tuesday through Thursday, fireworks on Friday, and a special theme night on Saturday, while Sunday is for the family, where kids eat free and hot dogs are just a dollar. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Where so much fun comes so naturally.
At Today Cleaners, we'd like to invite you to try out our services and experience professionalism and affordability for yourself. With numerous dry cleaning and laundry options available, we're convinced you'll find the service you need. Today Cleaners now offers free pickup and delivery right to your home or office. Download our Today Cleaners app on your iPhone or Android to schedule a pickup today. And visit todaycleaners.net or stop by 1250 Market Square Drive in Springdale for more information.
The Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show rolls on as we continue counting down to first pitch on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network. Now let's go inside the Naturals dugout for today's pregame interview.
We continue counting down to first pitch on the Naturals Baseball Network, getting set for the 4th of 6 games this week between Northwest Arkansas and the Arkansas Travelers here on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. We're chatting with Naturals outfielder Tyler Gentry. Tyler, you've been a busy man the past couple of days. Your first few games with the Naturals, what have been your thoughts on Northwest Arkansas and the Naturals, and how's your season been so far?
It's been a lot of fun, especially after a season, just being grateful to be able to come out and play baseball every day, and fun group of guys so far.
I was going to say, after short end of the 2020 season for you in college and then a short end to your season last year, how good did it feel just to get back in the lineup at the start of the season and now be able to play more regularly?
It was great. I remember having the thought after opening day, just like how much fun it was. I remember how much fun playing baseball was after that. And so I've been just trying to carry that mentality with me to every game, just be really appreciative to just be able to come out and play every day.
And how much fun is it to be around a familiar group of players? So many of the guys that you were with in Quad Cities last year, that has to be special, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Just being able to pick up right where we left off as soon as I came back in the clubhouse on a Tuesday after not seeing them for a while was really nice.
The first few games with the Naturals have been pretty good for you. 3 hits on Wednesday and then your first home run yesterday. What's been working well at the plate for you?
Yeah, it's trying to let the ball get deep. That's normally whenever I'm going well, I'm thinking just let the ball get deep and not pulling off on it and just trying to put good swings on good pitches, try to keep things simple. And that's what I've been doing.
And your home run yesterday in the second inning, take me through, what were you looking for and what did you get?
I ended up getting a fastball right down the middle, and kind of like my approach has been just thinking drive the ball to right center, and that's what I did. And thankfully he's making some good pitches, but he thankfully made a mistake on that one. I was able to take advantage.
We continue counting down to first pitch on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show, visiting with Naturals outfielder Tyler Gentry. I take you back to your time in the SEC playing at Alabama.
Do you remember playing against the Razorbacks at all during your career?
Yeah, we played them at home my sophomore year, and I think it was they beat us in the series 2-1. But yeah, I remember playing them. They were really, really good, and we were kind of struggling a little bit, but I think we competed pretty well against them, but they ended up coming out on top.
And a lot of SEC guys between these two teams, whether it's Zach Phillips, Tucker Bradley, how fun was it to be able to play your college ball in the best conference in the country?
I mean, yeah, it was awesome. It was, I think, really good preparation for pro ball, too, just the competition you're getting and the crowds you're seeing on a nightly basis. It's a lot of fun playing in those environments.
I talked about a shortened 2020 season, but you did get drafted. What was the adjustment like to pro ball last year? It was a shorter season than you wanted to, but what was your first impression?
Oh, yeah, the biggest adjustment for me was my first instructional league in 2020 after the shortened season in college, and it was good for me. I was able to learn from it, and then obviously last year having to get used to just playing baseball every day, having short memory, not, you know, if you had a great game the day before or a bad game the day before, just focus on the current day and what you can do that day.
And that is a fascinating adjustment, isn't it? Because in college, you're playing three, maybe four or five times a week. What do you have to do to be able to keep your body in the condition to be able to play consistently and every day in the minor leagues?
Yeah, just a lot of treatment, like cold tub, hot tub. That works really, really well for me. Keeps the legs feeling good. And just being mindful of, like, pregame stuff, not pushing yourself too much if your legs are a little sore that day, being sure to obviously stay really hydrated, get plenty of sleep, all that stuff.
We continue counting down to first pitch on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show, visiting with Tyler Gentry. From a mental standpoint, how do you overcome last year when you're out of action for so long? Because I know that has to be tough.
Yeah, it was very, very frustrating, and it's, like I said, just the positivity thing, trying to stay as grateful as I can to be able to come out and play baseball every day, because I wasn't able to do it for so long last year. And so even 0-4, three strikeouts, you know, isn't as bad as last summer felt, not being able to play at all, so.
You were with the River Bandits for the first couple of months, and that team was good from day one, one of the best teams in minor league baseball all year. From the time that you were with the club, what did you see that made them so good in the eventual High A Central champions?
Yeah, just a really, really good lineup. I could tell spring training, those were a lot of the group of guys I was with. I was like, wow, I mean, a lot of these guys can really swing the bat. So it was really fun because hitting is contagious, like they say. So when everyone else in the lineup is hitting, you feel like you can hit better too. And so it was just a lot of fun being with those guys.
So really no surprise to see guys like Michael Massey and Vinny Pasquantino just seeming on a rocket upwards trajectory.
Yeah, no surprise at all. And those guys, they're just going to rake.
Last thing I'll ask before I let you go, you're with the same manager now in Northwest Arkansas that you had in Quad Cities last year. How nice is it to be able to move up the system with a guy like Chris Widger? What do you like about playing for him?
I mean, yeah, it's nice just being with a guy, the guy in Quad Cities, I'd never had him before, but so we kind of had to learn how to communicate well. Sure. But you know, I know Widge well from last year and from my first instructional league, so, you know, it's easy communication, everything with him, so it's nice.
Well, Tyler, really appreciate the time. Thanks so much, and best of luck the rest of the way. Look forward to chatting again soon.
Thank you.
We'll be back with starting lineups after this on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show.
It's time to make a break and escape the everyday. Indigo Sky Casino is the area's premier gaming destination. A new and larger selection of your favorite gaming machines on our beautiful and spacious gaming floor. The area's perfect getaway for fun and winning excitement. Indigo Sky Casino offers it all. Come play and stay with us. Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Naturals fans, the Royals' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Naturals on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go, and use promo code NATURALS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Window World, America's largest window replacement company, has just what you need when it comes to windows that enhance, beautify, and add value to your home. Like our award-winning Made in America double and triple pane replacement windows, all with lifetime warranties. But did you know we can also provide you with the best entry doors, patio doors, vinyl siding and guttering, and we even offer specialty windows and new construction windows. Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Call today for a free in-home estimate.
Hey, Naturals fans, Walmart is a proud sponsor of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. From the beginning, Walmart has had its roots in our community. For more than 50 years, from around the neighborhood to around the world, Walmart has helped people save money so they can live better. Summertime has always meant games at the ballpark or play-by-play on the radio, gathering with family and friends, and sharing a meal or a snack with the ball game on in the background. So sit back and enjoy the game, and feel free to stop by Walmart if you need anything. Let's go Naturals. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Now, let's go back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, I was about to get to the starting lineups, but the Northwest Arkansas Growlin' Chickens have taken the field. The Naturals rebranded as the Growlin' Chickens tonight. So after at today's starting lineups, they'll be brought to you by John's Quality Roofing. Alec Marsh, the starter for the Naturals, making his 12th start of the season. He's 1-4 with a 7.04 earned run average. We'll have the starting lineups first pitch in all 9 innings coming up next on the Naturals Baseball Network.
You've been listening to the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. Indigo Sky Casino, where winners play. Located on Highway 60, west of Seneca, Missouri. First pitch is moments away on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 20 years, offering free roofing repair inspections and insurance assistance. When you contact John's, a member of their team will visit your home and do their best to assess your roof and give you the best advice for your specific needs. John's Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractor, serving you since 1999. For more information or to set up an appointment, visit www.johnsqualityroofing.com today.
Attending a Northwest Arkansas Naturals game at RFS Ballpark is even more fun in a group of family and friends. Special group ticket rates are available for groups of 11 or more at each Naturals home game. Consider our home plate party deck for 30 to 100 people or the Bud Light home run porch for groups of 40 or more. But let's be real, nothing beats a Naturals game in a suite for groups of 4 or as many as 55. To reserve a group outing or suite rental for a game this summer, visit nwanaturals.com. Naturals
baseball. Ugh, I don't feel so good.
Honey, I know it's dollar hot dog night, but that doesn't mean you should eat 12 of them.
I love a good value, and I love hot dogs.
You want value? Check out Unify Financial Credit Union. Not only do they have free checking and competitive loan rates, but they have locations in Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, Fayetteville, and Siloam Springs.
Unify Financial Credit Union, serving Northwest Arkansas. For more information, visit unifyfcu.com or phone 877-254-9328. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
And Unify won't hurt your sensitive tummy.
Every Friday home game in 2022 is a fireworks Friday with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Stay late every Friday night plus Saturday, May 14th. As the Royals' top prospects aren't the only ones putting on a show you'll never forget. Join the Naturals as the best fireworks show in minor league baseball lights up the Northwest Arkansas night sky with a panoramic view past the outfield fence. To check out the full list of fireworks nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
The countdown is on to Naturals baseball. Now, let's go inside the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
What a nice and comfortable Friday evening in Springdale, Arkansas. Northwest Arkansas Naturals baseball is on the air from RVest Ballpark. What an absolute pleasure to have you with us tonight. My name's Nicholas Batters. I really do appreciate your company. As the Naturals become the Growlin' Chickens for 2 days, tonight and tomorrow, the Naturals wearing their alternate identity of the Growlin' Chickens. Starting lineups today are brought to you by John's Quality Roofing. Over 20 years of trusted roofing work in Northwest Arkansas. First, the visitors, the Arkansas Travelers, are the AA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners. Riley Unroe leads off. The switch hitter plays left field. Batting second at third base is Joe Rizzo. Jack Larson hits third. He's the designated hitter. Batting fourth is the second baseman, Caden Polkovich. Kate Marlowe hits fifth in center field. Batting sixth is the shortstop, Patrick Frick. Connor Hoover hits seventh at first base. Matt Scheffler hits eighth doing the catching. And Tanner Kerr rounds out the order, batting ninth in right field. So that's Unroe in left, Rizzo at third, Larson the DH, Polkovich at second, Marlowe in center, Frick at short, Hoover at first, Scheffler catching, and Kerr in right, with the right-hander Taylor Dollard on the mound. Now for the Naturals, the AA affiliate of the Kansas City Royals, lead off Michael Garcia. Batting second in center field, Nick Lofton. Tyler Gentry hits third, he's the designated hitter. Batting fourth is the first baseman, Logan Porter. John Rafe hits fifth in right field. Batting sixth is the third baseman, Robbie Glendinning. Ryan Grotejohn hits seventh at second base. Tyler Crapley bats eighth, he's the catcher. And Tucker Bradley rounds out the order, batting ninth in left field, with the right-hander Alec Marsh on the mound. It'll be the switch-hitting left fielder, Riley Unroe, to lead things off. Bats from the left side against the right-hander Marsh, the native of Wisconsin, making his 12th start of the season. Right on left and away off the plate. We're underway right on the dot. How about that? 7.05 p.m. and it's 91 degrees and sunny. First pitch time and temperature brought to you by Straits Lawn and Garden. And the 1-0. Swing and a miss through a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Counts 1-1. with the right outdoor furnishings and that big Green Egg Grill to make those summertime cookouts and outdoor times enjoyable. See Straits in Springdale. Wind blowing 4 miles an hour from right to left. The 1-1. This is high. Two balls and a strike. Unroe, in yesterday's game, he struck out 5 times, but he also had 7 plate appearances. Singled and scored in the second, walked and scored in the 7-run 3rd. And here's the 2-1 pitch. Driven high in the air, deep out to center field. Lofted back in the alley towards left center, towards the warning track, makes the catch on the run as he collides with the wall in left center field. Nick Lofton brings it in for the first out of tonight's ballgame. No one out here in the top of the first inning. The defense behind Alec Marsh has Tucker Bradley in left field, Nick Lofton in center, and John Raven right. Robbie Glendinning's the third baseman tonight with Michael Garcia at shortstop, Ryan Grotejohn at second, Logan Porter at first, and Tyler Crapley catching Alec Marsh. Tanner Dobson, the home plate umpire, calling balls and strikes with Harrison Silverman at first and Willie Traynor at third. Here's Joe Rizzo, the left-handed hitting third baseman, bats with the bases empty and one out. Infield plays to pull. And the first pitch. Swing and a miss for strike one. So Marsh drafted 70th overall in 2019 out of Arizona State University. The right-hander from the Milwaukee area. Kicks and his 0-1 pitch comes inside, misses with a fastball, and the count's even 1-1. In his second season with the Naturals after making 6 starts here last year, he kicks and the 1-1. Misses inside. 2 balls and a strike to Rizzo, who has a team-best 11-game hitting streak. He's reached base in 20 consecutive ballgames. He's driven in a run in his last 4. And the 2-1. Skips to home, down to his knees. And the count's 3 balls and 1 strike. Well, 3 balls and a strike on Joe Rizzo, who walked 3 times yesterday, including in the first inning. He came around to score. Marsh into his motion and home with a 3-1. Swinging a foul into the ground. And the count's full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. And the Naturals' red tops today. Growl and Chicken scripted across the front in gold with white outline. And white feathers scattered across the fronts of the jerseys. Gold numbers in the back with white outlines. And red caps with a yellow brim paired with the home white pants. The payoff pitch, 3-2 to Rizzo. Chopper to the second baseman, Grotejohn. A step into the right field grass. He sidearms a throw to first. It's in time. And there's 2 away here in the top of the first inning. So Unroe flies out to left center. Rizzo grounds out to the second baseman, Grotejohn. Now there's 2 away for Jack Larson, the left-handed hitting designated hitter. Base is empty, 2 outs, no score here in the top of the first inning. 4th of this 6-game series. And the first pitch is in for strike one. No balls and 1 strike. Larson, a .251 hitter on the season. He has 4 home runs and has driven in 24 runs. Marsh, the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss out in front of the off speed. And the count, nothing and 2. No balls and 2 strikes on Larson, the left-handed hitter, designated hitter, who yesterday, goodness gracious, drove in 5 runs. His 0-2 misses high. 1 ball and 2 strikes. He singled and scored in the first, tripled in 3 runs and scored in the second, walked in a run in the third, walked in the fourth. Kicking the 1-2 pitch. Misses low. 2 balls and 2 strikes. He singled in a run in the seventh, I beg your pardon. Counts even. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Larson. The Travelers in their swamp camouflage jerseys today, paired with the gray pants, black caps, and helmets. To left field, sends Bradley back into the alley. A few paces in front of the warning track. He makes the catch and sends an underhand flip to the Bud Light home run porch. Alec Marsh, a 1-2-3, top of the first inning. No runs on no hits, no errors, and no runners left on base. So we go to the bottom of the first. The Growlin' Chickens coming to bat from Springdale.
Want a cleaner and healthier home? Simply call Stanley Steamer at 1-800-STEAMER and schedule a carpet, tile, or hardwood cleaning. And save big with our $99 cleaning special.
Call 1-800-STEAMER. Stanley Steamer is your home cleaner.
Join the Northwest Arkansas Naturals this week at Arvest Ballpark for a week-long series through Sunday. Enjoy food and drink specials Tuesday through Thursday, fireworks on Friday, and a special theme night on Saturday, while Sunday is for the family, where kids eat free and hot dogs are just a dollar. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
Where so much fun comes so naturally.
What if there were a university where you earned not just a diploma, but a resume? A career-focused university where you were empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university that's not just affordable, but the most affordable in the state. What if, right? Turns out that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
Now let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Arvest Bank helps you find the right credit card. From Arvest Flex Rewards cards that earn points to Arvest True Rate cards with money-saving low interest rates. Apply today at arvest.com/credit cards. Member FDIC. Credit card subject to credit approval. We go to the bottom of the first inning. No score in Springdale. And Taylor Dollard takes the mound. The right-hander with bleach blonde hair poking out of the back of his cap. We'll start off with Michael Garcia, the Naturals' right-handed hitting shortstop. Right on ball one. Dollard making his 12th start of the season. A 4-2 record, a .86 ERA. 0.86. It's the lowest of any qualified pitcher in minor league baseball. And the 1-0. Misses inside. Two balls and no strikes to Garcia. In 52 and a third innings, the Mariners' number 14 prospect has allowed just 5 earned runs and struck out 56, which ranks 9th in the Texas League. Infield shaded a pull, and the 2-0 to Garcia. Driven high in the air, deep out to left center field. Unroh back, converges with Marlowe. They look up, and it's gone! Michael Garcia, his second home run of the season. Deep out to left center field, gives the Northwest Arkansas Naturals a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first inning as he dances home. The Growlin' Chickens up 1-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. Michael says, cock-a-doodle-doo to get this weekend off with a bang. Here's Nick Lofton, the center fielder, with the Naturals up 1-0. And the first pitch is called for strike one. Right as I'm talking about how great Taylor Dollard's been, would you believe me if I told you that's the first home run of the season he's allowed? Goodness gracious. First run he's allowed this month. The 0-1 to Lofton. Called a strike, nothing and two. So 1-0 Northwest Arkansas. The Growlin' Chickens lead the Travelers. Tyler Gentry waits on deck. No balls and two strikes on Lofton. Dollard delivers. Bouncy ball hits softly to the shortstop. Frick gobbles it up into his gut. A throw to first is a little high, but Hoover reaches out to make the grab. There's one away. Let's take a look at the defense behind Taylor Dollard. In left field, it's Riley Unroh. Cade Marlowe is the center fielder with Tanner Kerwer in right. At third base, Joe Rizzo. Patrick Frick's the shortstop with Caden Polk of Matt Scheffler catching. Now here's our pregame guest, Tyler Gentry. The right-handed hitting designated hitter awaits the first pitch. He swings and tips it into the glove of the catcher, Scheffler. Nothing in one. Gentry played right field the first 3 days for the Naturals. Today the DH awaits the 0-1. He skies it in the air to left field. Patrick Frick, the shortstop, a few steps out into the outfield grass, makes the catch in shallow left for the second out. Oh, two away here in the bottom of the first inning. Growlin' Chickens leading 1-0. And Logan Porter will have a chance to bat. Porter, once again playing first base. Fourth in the league in batting average, hitting .338 this year. And the first pitch. Looks at strike one from Dollard. .338 also ranks fourth among all qualified double-A hitters. And 10th among qualified minor leaguers. No balls, a strike. Right on right with Gentry. Dollard's pitch. Misses down and in. Nothing, or one ball and one strike. I didn't even get a chance to talk about. Like I said, that home run by Mike Allen Garcia, the first that Dollard's allowed this year, also the first run he's allowed in the month of June. Had 11 scoreless innings this month entering the start. The pitch to Porter misses high. Two balls and a strike. He faced the Naturals back on May the 18th and allowed a season-high three runs, though just one of them was earned. All five earned runs he's allowed came across his five starts, one in each start in May. Pitch misses, 3-1. He made five starts in May, allowed one earned run in each. Did not allow an earned run in four starts in April. He's been very, very good, if you hadn't figured that out. 3-1 to Porter, and the pitch. Fouled off to the right, out of play, and the count's full. Three balls and two strikes. Three balls, two strikes the count. Two outs here in the bottom of the first. The Naturals up 1-0 on the Mike. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Logan Porter down on strikes. Taylor Dollard, his first strikeout of the evening, ends the bottom of the first inning. But he surrenders his first home run of the year. Mikel Garcia, his second of the year, out to left field, gives the Naturals a 1-0 lead. A run on a hit, no errors, nobody left on. 1-0 Northwest Arkansas as we head to the second.
Hi, Naturals fans. Have you heard of the newest and nicest airline in Northwest Arkansas, Breeze Airways? If you haven't, listen up. They fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to Tampa Bay, San Antonio, and New Orleans. Breeze can save you serious time and money so you can go, see, and do more than ever before. Oh, and they never charge change or cancellation fees. That's pretty nice, huh? Book today at www.flybreeze.com or download the Breeze app. Breeze Airways. Seriously nice.
You know, fans, Tyson Foods and the Naturals have a lot in common. For starters, we've both got a pretty great team, and we've got some heavy hitters in our lineup. Some members of our starting lineup are Tyson Chicken, Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, Hillshire Farm, State Fair, and Wright Brand Bacon. And just like the Naturals, we're proud to call Springdale our home. Check out our whole roster and get to know us better at TysonFoods.com.
In the mood for fun, winning, excitement? It's time to go where everybody goes. Indigo Sky Casino. Delicious food, live entertainment, and fun bars. A large, spacious gaming floor full of your favorite games. And everybody's favorite, bingo. Come play in a safe, clean, exciting atmosphere. Come play and stay at Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
This is Alec Marsh, and you're listening to Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Find out why banking customers love the Arvest Go mobile banking app from Arvest Bank. Visit arvest.com/go for more details. As we enter the top of the second inning, the Growlin' Chickens lead the Travelers 1-0. Alec Martin Polkovich misses high for ball one. The switch hitter bats from the left side against the righty Marsh. 4, 5, and 6 in the Traveler order due up. Polkovich, Cade Marlowe, and Patrick Frick. The 1-0. Swinging a foul back to the screen. 1-1. Alec Marsh, a 1-2-3. Top of the first inning. A flyout, a ground out, and another flyout. To put Northwest Arkansas in a position to take the lead in the bottom half, which they did. The 1-1. Comes up and in. Two balls and a strike. Mikel Garcia on a 2-0 count off of Taylor Dollard. Homeward out to left center field. Mikel's second home run of the season. The first that Dollard had surrendered this year. Two balls and one strike. Marsh kicks and delivers. Comes up and in on Polkovich, who backs out of the way. And the count's 3-1. Last time Alec faced the Travelers, he tied a season high, or at the time he set a season high with 10 strikeouts. He followed it up and did the same in Midland the next week. 3-1 pitch. This is outside for ball four. So Caden Polkovich tosses his bat towards the third base dugout and jogs down to first base. Aboard as the first Travelers base runner today. Now here's the center fielder, Cade Marlowe. And in that start, May the 19th in North Little Rock, well, he took the loss. He struck out a franchise record 8 straight batters between the second out of the second inning and the end of the fourth. I mean, he was dealing. One on, nobody out. The first pitch to Cade Marlowe, left-handed hitter, drills it into right field on a line for a base hit. up with the ball quickly. Rave forces Polkovic to stop at second. But two on with nobody out to begin the top of the second inning. So the Travelers, a pair of base runners. Two on, nobody out for Patrick Frick. In that game, Marsh, the first natural pitcher to ever strike out more than six straight batters in one game. He was just the second to strike out eight in a row at any point. There had been one pitcher previously that struck out eight across three outings, but nobody had ever struck out eight straight in one game. Nobody had ever struck out seven straight in one game. I mean, it was for Patrick Frick, the right-handed hitting shortstop, and the first pitch is swung through a missed for strike one. Marsh, a really good four-pitch mix, a fastball that'll sit mid-90s, but it can creep up into the upper 90s, a curveball, a slider, and a changeup as well. When he can locate those four pitches, they're all plus pitches. Check back at second and home with the 0-1. Just misses off the plate. One ball and one strike. Frick, the shortstop, hitting .225 this season with seven runs batted in. In yesterday's game, he reached three times, hit by a pitch in the first, reached on an error in the third, walked and scored in the fifth, but did not get a hit, the 1-1. On the outside corner, called for strike two. It's one ball and two strikes. Northwest Arkansas leading 1-0 here in the top of the second inning. Two runners on with nobody out. Marsh in his first jam of the evening. At the belt, looks back to second. Polkovic leads. He kicks and comes home with a 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Alec Marsh's first strikeout of the evening. His 80th of the year. And there's one out here in the second inning. 80 strikeouts for Alec Marsh. That leads the Texas League, ranks third among all AA pitchers. He's really led the Texas League in strikeouts most of the season. Now here's the left-handed hitting first baseman, Connor Hoover. Two on, one out for Hoover. He's reached in three straight games. And the first pitch, check swing on a ball high, appeal to third base, and Willie Traynor says he went around. That's strike one. No balls and a strike on Hoover. Seeing his first action of the week. Oh, no, he played yesterday. I beg your pardon. Singled and scored in the seventh. So his second straight game. We didn't see him the first 2 days. 0-1. In for strike two. And it's no balls and two strikes. One and one out. Marsh works from maybe the third base side of the rubber, home with the pitch. Misses inside. A ball and two strikes. I say maybe because it's not off to an extreme side. Not on the center of the rubber either, though. Check back at second. And home with the 1-2. Bouncing ball tapped up the first baseline. Logan Porter fields it and steps on the base for the out. Just barely stayed fair inside the line. Connor Hoover thought that might have been a foul ball. Instead, it's a three unassisted ground out for the second out of the second inning. Does move both runners up. Cade Marlowe on second with Caden Polkovich on third. So the Travelers threatening. The tying run 90 feet away. A go-ahead run in scoring position on second base. Here's the right-handed hitting catcher, Matt Scheffler. Had an RBI single in the fifth inning yesterday. Right-on-right matchup with Marsh. Two on, two out. Northwest Arkansas, the Growlin' Chickens, up 1-0. And the pitch, called for strike one. No balls and a strike. Marsh trying to strand two base runners. At the belt, kicks the 0-1, just misses outside. One ball and one strike. Marsh is rated by MLB Pipeline as the number 9 prospect in the Royals system. Got the bump up from the number 10 spot yesterday with MJ Melendez graduating from prospect status. So now Nick Prado is the top prospect in the Royals system. Kicking the 1-1, misses outside. Two balls and a strike. Bobby Witt Jr., the first of the big prospects to graduate this year. And then MJ Melendez just recently, obviously still a rookie, but no longer considered as a prospect. He's had too many plate appearances. 2-1. Floats in for strike two. Good breaking ball from Marsh. And we're even, two balls and two strikes. The count even on Matt Scheffler. Time called. Marsh steps off the rubber. Now back onto the third base side. He tucks his glove into his left shoulder. Peering in for the sign from his catcher, Tyler Crapley. Send the belt. He kicks in the 2-2 pitch. Hop to the right. Foul territory, first base side. Logan Porter towards the dugout. He runs out of room as the ball bounces in and out of the hands of a fan about three rows back. We'll do it again. Two balls and two strikes. Two on and two out here in the top of the second. As Vin Scully would say, the deuces are wild. Check back at second on Marlowe. And Marchand with the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Chases the slider down and away. And Matt Scheffler strikes out to end the top of the second inning. Alec Marstrand's the two leadoff runners on base. No runs and a walk and a hit, no errors, and two left on. So the Growlin' Chickens lead 1-0 as we head to the bottom of the second inning in Springdale.
The Northwest Arkansas National Airport proudly offers nonstop routes to 24 destinations with six different airlines to choose from. From Los Angeles to New York City, XNA can get you there. So when you're starting to plan your next vacation destination or getting ready to book your business trip, go to flyxna.com for more information on flight off. Fly safe, fly local, fly XNA.
Don't miss out on all of the food and drink specials at Arvest Ballpark during the 2022 season of Naturals Baseball. Enjoy Johnsonville Buck Abroad every Tuesday night home game, $1.50 barbecue sliders on Wednesdays. Thirsty Thursdays feature $2 beers, $2 peanuts, $1 sodas, and $1 Farm Rich mozzarella sticks. And of course, enjoy happy hour specials during our bullpen parties before the game on Friday and Saturday night. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Feels good as we stand on the shore, but our hearts are still jumping. Grab another Coke and let's dive in. So we can feel forever, yeah, feel. Together, be real, together, and no one can stop me when I taste the feeling.
Coca-Cola, it's a cap twisting, bubbles fizzing, refreshing sipping, moment stopping, nothing topping this feeling. So grab a Coke today and taste the feeling.
This is outfielder John Rave, and I'm coming to bat. You're locked in to Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Well, we head to the bottom of the second. The Northwest Arkansas Growlin' Chickens lead the Arkansas Travelers 1-0. 5, 6, and 7 due up for Northwest Arkansas, starting with John Rave, the left-handed hitting right fielder. And the first pitch drops in for strike one. It's Rave, Robbie Glendening, and Ryan Grotejohn against the right-hander Taylor Dollard into his second inning of work. Allowed a leadoff home run in the first to Michael Garcia, but retired the next three. A kick in the 0-1. This is down and in on Rave. He scoots out of the way. And the count's even, one ball and one strike. John, playing as the center fielder yesterday, went 1-for-4. He singled in the sixth inning. Forced out on a fielder's choice, though. A ball and a strike, infield shaded a pull, and the 1-1. Just misses outside. Two balls and one strike. Taylor Dollard, 23-year-old, was the Mariners' fifth-round pick out of Cal Poly in Tispo. Oh, one of the most gorgeous parts of California, let me tell you. And the 2-1. In for a strike. Or even two balls and two strikes. Now, two balls and two strikes on John Rave. Bases empty as we begin the bottom of the second. And the pitch. This is high and away. And the count full, three balls and two strikes. Split last season between low A Modesto, high A Everett. spent all of this year in AA Arkansas with the Travelers. 3-2 on the way to Rave. Bouncing ball hit to the second baseman, Polkovich. Charges and throws over to first. There's one away. This amazing day in baseball history is brought to you by the Scott Family Amazium. Make your best play with the Amazium's interactive experiences designed to inspire curious, creative play. June the 17th, 2018, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals walked off on these Arkansas Travelers at Arvest Ballpark. It was a 4-3 win in 9 innings. Robbie Glendon in bats with one out, the base is empty. Right on right with Dollard in the first pitch. Drops in just inside for ball one. Naturals took a 3-2 lead to the bottom of the 8th inning of that game. Nicky Lopez, his first AA home run. And the Travelers tied the game at the top of the 9th. The Naturals walked it off in the bottom half. 1-0 to Glendinning. Cue shot tapped foul towards the first base dugout occupied by the Naturals. Caps even 1-1. Alex Leedy doubled to begin the bottom of the 9th inning. Nate Esposito walked. After a sack bunt and a fielder's choice, Esposito scored from third on an Eric Mejia single. 1-1 pitch. Misses inside. 2-1. Leedy had three hits, as well as a two-run double in the fourth inning. Yeah, that was this amazing day in baseball history, June the 17th, 2018, in Naturals history. 2-1 to Glendinning, and the pitch. Check swing on a ball high, though he did go around, says the home plate umpire Tanner Dobson. Couldn't two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, with one out here in the bottom of the second inning, and the base is empty. Dollard, the even count offering. Swing and a miss, strike three. Blows the fastball by Glendinning at 92 miles an hour. Five in a row set down, a pair of strikeouts for Dollard dating back to the first inning. Now here's Ryan Grotejohn. A left-handed hitting second baseman has hits in his last three games, has reached in four in a row. Yesterday, he played as the left fielder, doubled and scored in the seventh. The Naturals' super utility man awaits the first pitch. High for ball one. As we've talked about on broadcasts before, a Scottsdale native, Cal State Bakersfield product, has played five different positions this year. Second, third, short, left, and right. Right on left, the 1-0. Drops in just off the plate. Barely off the outside black. And the count's two balls and no strikes. Catcher Matt Schaffler really wanted that one. Waited to throw the ball back to the mound. Just a few extra seconds, perhaps. Two and oh the count. Dollard's pitch. Just misses. Again, not by much. That one a little bit high, perhaps. And it's 3-0 on Grotejohn with Tyler Crapley, the catcher, due up next on deck. Three balls and no strikes. Infield to pull with two outs. The pitch to Grotejohn. High and away, ball four. Now Taylor Dollard walks Ryan Grotejohn on four pitches. The Naturals have a two-out base runner. Here's Tyler Crapley. Grotejohn, above average speed on first base. Crapley making his second start of the week after returning from the injured list on Tuesday. On Tuesday, he singled and scored his first time up in the third inning, then hit by a pitch and swung. Breaking ball right down the middle. Has hit in his last two games. Bats with a runner on first. Two outs here in the bottom of the second. Northwest Arkansas up 1-0. Playing as the Growlin' Chickens tonight. Spinning a throwback to first. Grotejohn was leaning. He's in just ahead of the tag. Infield shaded well the pull. Polkovich at second plays up the middle. Dollard from the third base side. His pant legs high. Out of the stretch, the 0-1. Looped foul to the right into the seating bowl. Maybe five or six rows behind the dugout. Foul ball makes the count nothing and two. The No balls, two strikes, and two outs. Tyler Crapley, the Iowa native, University of Iowa product. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Just a bit high. Fastball missed a touch above the zone. It's one ball and two strikes. The shadows almost have completely overtaken the infield. Just a few splotches of sun in and around third base. Grosjean leads from first, being held on by Hoover. Off for second. The pitch is down and away. Swung through a mist. It gets away from the catcher, Scheffler. Crapley hustling to first base, but the throw from Scheffler beats him there. And that retires the side here in the second. Well, the Naturals fail to score. Dollard works around a two-out walk to Ryan Grosjean. No runs, no hits. The walk, no errors, and a runner left on. So after two innings, the Growlithe Chickens lead the Travelers 1-0. Now we head to the third.
Sophia and Chris Garcia came to Arvest Bank looking to get a home loan. Let's hear what happens.
Chris and Sophia, thanks for choosing me as your lender in the Arvest Home for Me app. And now...
There's more paper.
And now...
We wait to hear from someone at your main office.
No. Now you're pre-qualified and ready to find your new home.
Wow.
Ready out there. All right, on your mark, get set, go.
The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns.
Congratulations to the Potato Skins. Farm Rich is here to say if you want to grab a snack, grab a snack. Pick up your favorite snacks at your local Walmart. Cheer on the Naturals and get rewarded. Use your Arvest Flex Rewards personal credit card on eligible Northwest Arkansas Naturals tickets, concession, and merchandise purchases to earn 3x rewards to redeem for cash back, gift cards, and more.
We head to the top of the third inning, Northwest Arkansas. The Naturals playing as the Growlithe Chickens tonight lead the Arkansas Travelers 1-0. Way to the top of the third inning, Alec Marsh back out for his second inning of work. And here at the top of the third inning, we're joined by one of our great Naturals community partners. Elizabeth Gray is here with me. She's the PR coordinator for the NWA Out of Darkness Walk. Elizabeth, thanks for joining us. Glad to have you here in the Naturals booth.
Thank you so much for having us. It's a great opportunity to see a great game and spread awareness.
Absolutely. As we head to the top of the third inning, Tanner Kerwer leads off for the Travelers, the right-handed hitting right fielder. Bats against Alec Marsh, 9-1-2. Here in the top of the third inning, you guys were recognized on the field prior to the game. Really, really cool. I haven't seen this at many baseball games. A motorcycle lap around the warning track. That was really, really cool.
Yes, it was great. They are a motorcycle club that helps us with our poker run every year. So happy to recognize them.
First pitch to Tanner Kerwer. Bunt is popped foul. Alec Marsh was giving chase. No balls and one strike. So tell us about that walk. What's the message behind it? How did it come about?
So the Northwest Arkansas Out of the Darkness Walk is a part of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention for its end of the Northwest Arkansas area.
Sure.
To provide mental health awareness and suicide prevention resources.
That's fantastic.
And 80% of the money that we raise goes back into the community effort.
Oh, fantastic. So. Oh, one pitch misses down and away. One ball and one strike. That's something that I think, especially over the last few years, has become a not that it was never not an important issue, but it's more important than ever, right? Both to spread awareness and get the message out there, which is what you guys are trying to do.
Absolutely.
One pitch misses low. Two balls and one strike. Sunday, September the 18th, coming up here in a few months at Orchards Park in Bentonville. What's going to be the best way for people to sign up if they want to get involved in September?
Yes, there's two ways. You can find us on Facebook at NWA Out of the Darkness Walk or afsp.org/Bentonville.
Perfect. Two balls and two strikes the pitch. Down and away misses. Count is full on Tanner Kerwer. Three balls and two strikes the count with Riley Unroe on deck. Marsh, pair of strikeouts after stranding a pair of base runners on in the second. He kicks and delivers the 3-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Alec Marsh's third strikeout. It's the top of the third inning underway. And you mentioned it, the ride to fight suicide with the motorcycles involved. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, so that will be Saturday, July 16th. Registration starts at 9 a.m. at Pig Trail Harley-Davidson. Going to have a fabulous ride through Gentry, Anderson, Missouri,
That's
coming
fantastic.
Back around. We also, there'll be prizes for more than just best hand. We also do worst hand and some great raffles.
There we go. First pitch to Riley Unroe is swung through a mist. Count as no balls and a strike. And that's a new route this year, right?
Yes, it is.
What goes into the decision of making that route and the planning involved in the event?
There's quite a lot of planning. We have some excellent volunteers that are motorcycle riders themselves, sure. and they give input and what would be a great ride for our riders.
Sure. One ball and a strike, the count on Riley Unroe. Alec Marsh delivers, swing and a miss, strike two. And the count's one ball and two strikes. And you guys are looking for anyone to sign up, right? Just the more the merrier?
Yes, absolutely. Both are family friendly, and you don't have to have a motorcycle. You can do the route in a car as well.
Okay, fantastic. A ball and two strikes on Riley Unroe. Infield shaded to pull. Marsh has the sign into his motion. Kicks and the 1-2 pitch. Line drive into right field. That's going to drop in front of John Ray for a base hit. So the Arkansas Travelers, a one-out base runner. Unroe on first. He's one for two today. The runner on and one out. The Growlin' Chickens leading 1-0. Here's the third baseman, Joe Rizzo. Left-handed hitter. Grounded out in the first inning. He bats with a runner on first and one out. Especially with the way that the pandemic and 2020 affected so many people, we've seen, like I was talking about, the issues with mental health up and on the rise. Move over to first. Back in with a dive, Riley Unroe. What do events like this do to help spread awareness? What kind of impact are they able to make?
On multiple levels, you know, first off, financially,
sure.
for us to be able to keep training folks in the community, to give a sense of community that they are not alone.
Yeah.
And to let people know the warning signs and the education that comes
sure.
with it, because it affects everybody in some
Absolutely,
way.
Absolutely, yeah. I was going to say, what is that training like? Because it may be not something you necessarily think of off the top of your head, that it is something that requires training.
Yes, so we have multiple trainings
sure.
for just the general public if
yeah.
they want to be more informed and understand
yeah.
and know how to talk to somebody that may be struggling. We also train professionals in the community in different
Fantastic.
Assets, teachers, religious professionals.
Sure.
So.
Joe Rizzo flies out to center field, two away for Jack Larson. He skies the first pitch to left field. Tucker Bradley over to his right, reaches up and makes the catch for the final out. Again, Elizabeth Gray has been with us. She's the PR coordinator for the Northwest Arkansas Out of the Darkness Walk. Again, for those who want to get involved with the walk, the ride to fight suicide, what's going to be the best way to do that or to get involved with your organization?
Yes, find us on Facebook at NWA Out of the Darkness Walk or online at afsp.org/Bentonville.
Well, Elizabeth, really appreciate chatting with us here for a few moments. And, again, really appreciate you taking the time to spread the word.
Yes, thank you so much, Nicholas.
We go to the bottom of the third inning. Growlin' Chickens up 1-0.
Bombs to the Naturals on a walk-off two-run home run from Suli Matias in the bottom of the 10th.
Fans, we have Jimmy ready to play Grand Lake Casino's version of Deal or No Deal. Jimmy, behind each of the three boxes on the video board is a fantastic prize. To help you get started, we're going to offer you the prize behind box number one. That prize tonight is Naturals autographed baseball.
I'm gonna say no deal and take behind what's box.
And of course, Monday, July 4th, as the Royals' top prospects aren't the only ones putting on a show you'll never forget. Join the Naturals as the best fireworks show in minor league baseball lights up the Northwest Arkansas night sky with a panoramic view past the outfield fence. To check out the full list of fireworks nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
As we head to the bottom of the third inning, the Northwest Arkansas Growlin' Chickens lead the Arkansas Travelers. Our score 1-0. You can really appreciate Elizabeth Gray. She's the PR coordinator for the Northwest Arkansas Out of the Darkness Walk, one of our great Naturals community partners. Appreciate her joining us at the top of the third inning. Tucker Bradley leads off the bottom of the third and takes ball one. Count a ball and no strikes. It's Bradley, Michael Garcia, and Nick Lofton. 9-1-2 for the Naturals against the right-hander Taylor Dollard into his third inning of work. And the 1-0 is called for a strike. 1-1. Bradley hits in his last two games. Yesterday, he singled in a run in the seventh. He also drew a walk in the bottom of the ninth. Bases empty with nobody out here in the bottom of the third. The pitch called for a strike. It's 1-2. Dollard allowed the leadoff home run at the bottom of the first inning to Michael Garcia. Retire the next five, then issued a four-pitch walk to Ryan Grote, Josh. Rolled over to the second baseman, Polkovic. Takes it on a hop at his neck. Throws wide to the first baseman, Hoover, who has to stretch and reach back to get his foot on the bag. But he's there in time for the first out of the third inning. So one time through, the Naturals order complete. They go back to the top of the order to Michael Garcia. Garcia, on the third pitch he saw, 2-0 count in the bottom of the first inning, homered out to left center field, his second of the year. And the pitch, in for strike one. No balls in a strike. It's the first home run Dollard's allowed this season in over 50 innings. I mean, that is impressive. The pitch, swing and a miss. A big hack from Garcia, well out in front of the off-speed. 67 miles an hour is what the scoreboard read on that one. The radar gun. And the count. No balls and two strikes. One out and the base is empty. Dollard at the belt. Kicks and delivers. Down in the dirt. Misses for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Alec Marsh threw three scoreless innings on the mound for the Naturals. Now Northwest Arkansas trying to give him some more run support. At the belt, the 1-2. Misses up and in. Or even two balls and two strikes. Garcia responsible for the only offense of this game so far. Two balls, two strikes, and the pitch. Misses high. Three balls and two strikes. Now the count full. Three balls and two strikes with Nick Lofton on deck. Base is empty. One out in the bottom of the third. The Northwest Arkansas Growlin' Chickens lead this game 1-0. And the payoff to Garcia. Skied high in the air down the right field line. Kerwer chases into the corner. Crosses the foul line and makes the catch. I guess we can call that into foul territory for the second out. Here's Nick Lofton, the center fielder. Arvest Bank helps you find the right credit card. From Arvest Flex Rewards cards that earn points to Arvest True Rate cards with money-saving low interest rates. Apply today at arvest.com/creditcards. Member FDIC. Credit card subject to credit approval. Bases empty, two outs. 1-0 lead for Northwest Arkansas. The first pitch to Lofton. Drops in for strike one. Lofton grounded out to the second baseman, Polkovic. In the first inning, Polkovic has seen three ground balls today already. He's responsible for three of the first eight outs of this ballgame. The 0-1 misses down low. One ball and one strike. Lofton, right-handed hitter. There's his pant legs pulled up high. Dark socks underneath. Dollard at the belt and the 1-1. Fought off to the right, foul and out of play. And the count to ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes, the count on Lofton. With two outs, the pitch. Tapped foul into the ground. Trickles off to the left, picked up by the ball boy. And the count's a ball and two strikes. One ball and two strikes with two outs. Lofton twirls his bat, a slightly closed stance from the right side. White batting gloves, wiggles the bat over his right shoulder, the 1-2. Down and away, he lays off. Or even two balls and two strikes. Infield shaded to pull the outfield, I'd say straight up. And the 2-2 pitch. Bounce to the right side. The first baseman Hoover ranges to his right. He's going to have to race Lofton to first, and the first baseman does win that race. Lofton grounds out. Order. No runs on no hits, no errors, and no runners are left on base. So we're through three innings, one third of the way through this ball game, and it's 1-0 Northwest Arkansas. Back for the fourth after this.
Whether you're remodeling, landscaping, or building a new home, Midwest Block and Brick has what you need. From fire pit kits, driveways and sidewalks, and amazing outdoor entertainment areas, we have you covered. Visit our website, MidwestBlock.com, to create your own building ideas, and then let Midwest Block and Brick provide the finishing touches on your unique and modern landscape project. Come see us at 1589 Electric Avenue in Springdale. We're gearing up for springtime and summer, so we can accommodate any new project or remodel. Midwest Block and Brick. Made in America since 1948.
Naturals fans, the Royals' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Naturals on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go, and use promo code NATURALS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 20 years, offering free roofing repair inspections and insurance assistance. When you contact John's, a member of their team will visit your home and do their best to assess your roof and give you the best advice for your specific needs. John's Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractor, serving you since 1999. For more information or to set up an appointment, visit www.johnsqualityroofing.com today.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
We're off to the fourth inning from Springdale. It's 1-0 Northwest Arkansas. The Growlin' Chickens up over the Travelers. Alec Marsh begins the top of the fourth against Caden Polkovich. The first pitch misses outside for ball one. Polkovich, Cade Marlowe, and Patrick Frick. Marsh through three scoreless innings with three strikeouts. To the switch hitter batting from the left side against the righty. The 1-0 was popped straight up the chute behind home plate. The catcher, Tyler Cropley, tosses his mask and makes the catch at the edge of the dirt circle. Around home plate, the cut of the grass for the first out. The Naturals, a run on one hit, that home run from Michael Garcia. No errors. The Travelers, no runs on two hits and no errors. Here's Cade Marlowe, the left-handed hitting center fielder. Singled in the second inning, but was stranded on second to end that frame. Marsh has the sign into his motion, kicks in the first pitch. Fouled off to the left, nothing and one. Marsh, 47 pitches through three innings. Now he's at exactly 50 pitches. At the belt, has the sign, steps back, kicks and delivers. Cranked high in the air and deep out to left, deep out to right field. John Rave looks up, that ball's gone. To the top of the berm in right field, Cade Marlowe, his seventh home run of the season, out to right field. This game's tied at one. 420 feet to right field. Marlowe, his second hit of the day, ties us in the fourth. Well, the base is empty with one out for Patrick Frick. First pitch to the right-handed hitting shortstop is popped foul to the right, nothing and one. When you look at Alec Marsh's numbers this season, home runs have really been his bugaboo. That's a team worst 10th he's allowed this year. That's second on the team. 10 home runs given up. But it's about one in every four fly balls that he gives up leaves the ballpark. The 0-1 pitch just misses. 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Line drive, smoke to left field, a base hit. Bradley takes it on a hop and quickly gets the ball in. A back-to-back hits for the Travelers here in the fourth. We're tied at one. Now it's Connor Hoover, the batter. Runner on first with one out for the first baseman, Connor Hoover. He grounded out to the first baseman, Porter, his counterpart, in the second inning. First pitch, line back to the screen, foul, nothing and one. Marsh to check over at first base. Move back and just in ahead of the tag from the first baseman Porter, Patrick Frick. Hasn't attempted a steal yet this season. No balls and a strike. Marsh at the belt. Kicks and delivers. Swing and a miss. Nothing and two. Marsh is doing a really good job of getting ahead in the count early. 13 of the now 16 batters he's faced, he's started with strike one. The 0-2. Flied high out to right field. Rave back at the wall. It's gone. Just like that, the Arkansas Travelers have taken the lead. Two home runs here in the fourth. And a two-run shot from Connor Hoover puts the Travelers up 3-1. Touches home plate, his third of the season. Cade Marlowe, a solo homer. Patrick Frick, single. And Connor Hoover, a two-run homer. So 3-1, the Travelers lead the Growlin' Chickens. Here's Matt Scheffler. Right on right, the first pitch to Scheffler. Misses low for ball one. We'll use this opportunity to take a look around the Texas League. The out-of-town scoreboard update is presented by Walmart. Save money, live better. Full slate of action across the Texas League tonight. The 1-0 to Scheffler. Swing and a miss, 1-1. Games being played in Frisco, San Antonio, Springfield, and Tulsa. The Wichita Wind Surge, the Tulsa Thrillers tied at 0. Bottom of the third inning from One Oak Field. Marsh is 1-1. Swing and a miss. Scheffler chases below the zone. It's 1-2. End of two in Springfield at Hammonds Field. The Corpus Christi Hooks a 5-run second. Lead the Springfield Cardinals 5-4. Top of the fourth at Nelson Wolf Stadium. The Amarillo Sod Poodles and San Antonio Missions. No score from San Antonio. A ball and two strikes on Scheffler. Bases empty and one out. Marsh kicks and delivers. Check swing. Tap foul. Triples back behind home plate. We'll do it again. 1-2. In top of the fourth inning in Frisco from Riders Field, the Frisco Rough Riders lead the Midland Rockhounds 1-0. So Midland up over Frisco 1-0. Amarillo and San Antonio tied at 0. Corpus leads Springfield 5-4. Wichita and Tulsa tied at 0. 1-2 misses. Counts even, two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes. Scheffler kicks and delivers. Just misses inside the breaking ball. And the count full 3-2. Three balls, two strikes the count with one out. Bases empty. Three runs home for the Travelers. And the pitch. Down and away misses ball four. So Alec Marsh loses Matt Scheffler. And walks him. To put a runner on first with one out. Four straight base runners for the Travelers. And the Naturals catcher Tyler Crapley out for a chat with Marsh. Home plate umpire Tanner Dobson out to break up the mound meeting between the Naturals catcher and pitcher. Runner on first, one out. Tanner Kerwer, hitting right fielder, is the sixth man to bat this inning. He hits ninth in the order. And the first pitch is come for strike one. The pitch. Fastball called for strike two. So that was actually the changeup, but the count, no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, the pitch. Down and away misses. One ball and two strikes. Runner on first, Matt Scheffler with one out here in the fourth inning. Top of the fourth, Travelers leading the Growlin' Chickens 3-1. Kicking the pitch. Anthony's called strike three, the fastball. Tanner Kerr, we're down on strikes the second time tonight. He lets Tanner Dobson know, I don't think so, but he walks back to the third base dugout. There's the second out. The second out here in the fourth inning. The fourth strikeout for Marsh. Two gone. We head back to the top of the order for Riley Unruh, the switch hitting left fielder. One for two today. He singled in the third. Runner on first and two outs. Marsh's first pitch. Runner going from first. Pitches inside. Crapley's throw to second is a tad late. Scheffler, his third steal of the year. And the count 1-0 on Riley Unruh. Unruh, switch hitter batting from the left side against Marsh, his third plate appearance of the day. And the pitch. Misses down and in. Two balls and no strikes. Infield shaded well. The pull. Garcia plays the left-handed hitter up the middle. Gaping hole in the left side of the infield. 2-0. Cranked high in the air, deep out to right field again. John Rave back onto the warning track at the wall. That ball is gone. The third home run of the inning for the Arkansas Travelers. A two-run shot from Riley Unruh, his second of the season, makes it a five-run inning for the Travs. Three home runs prompts the Naturals acting pitching coach Jeff Supon to make a brisk walk out to the mound for a conversation with his starter. Supon, Tyler Crapley, and Alec Marsh conversing on the back of the mound. The inning began. Caden Polkovich popped out into foul territory. And Cade Marlowe tied the game with a home run. Patrick Frick a single, but a two-run homer from Connor Hoover made it 3-1. Matt Scheffler walked. Tanner Kerwer struck out looking. Then Riley Unruh, a two-run home run out to right center, made the score 5-1. Five runs home here in the top of the fourth inning. The Travelers lead the Growlin' Chickens 5-1. Marsh kicks his first pitch. Let's see, strikes. Joe Rizzo, the left-handed hitting third baseman, the eighth man to bat this frame. Infield plays the left-handed hitter to pull, and the 1-0. This is outside. Two balls and no strikes. Rizzo 0 for 2 today. Grounded out in the first inning, and he flied out to center in the third. Marsh kicks the 2-0. Swing and a miss. 2-1. Rizzo and the man on deck, Larson, two of three Travelers who haven't reached today. Rizzo getting some more pine tar for his bat. Good toss from the ball boy in the third base dugout. Bounced foul off of home plate. It went towards the first baseman, Porter. And the count 2-2. Two balls and two strikes to Joe Rizzo. The Naturals have activity in the bullpen in left field. Christian Chamberlain warming. The pitch is bounced into center field, the base hit. Joe Rizzo aboard with the Travelers' fifth hit of the inning, their sixth base runner. Now the number nine hitter Jack Larson bounce. Larson flied out in the first and then again in the third, both times to the opposite field to left field. Left-handed hitter awaits the first pitch from Marsh. This is high for ball one. A ball and no strikes again. Chamberlain, the lefty, warming in the pen. The pitch is skied in the air to center field. Lofton has a beat on it, charges in. Camped under the ball, he reaches out to his left to make the catch in center field, and that ends the fourth inning. But the Travelers strike for five runs on five hits, a walk, no errors, and a runner left on. So just like that, Arkansas leads Northwest Arkansas 5-1 as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning here in Springdale.
At Beaver Water District, our lineup runs hard every hour of the day, 365 days a year, to supply clean, safe drinking water to Northwest Arkansas.
Nice catch.
While our defense works to protect our drinking water source, Beaver Lake.
Sweet.
The team at Beaver Water District supports the high quality of life and growth here in Northwest Arkansas, and we are proud to say, go Naturals.
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competitions? It's either first place or no place. Challenges? They come easy to me. I've faced them, conquered them, then prepared for the next one. But it's time for the next big challenge, the one that sets a tone for my life. It's time to get world-class training, technical skills, and the know-how to be prepared for a lifelong career. It starts by serving close to home with the Air National Guard. Visit GoANG.com or call 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G.
Ugh, I don't feel so good.
Honey, I know it's dollar hot dog night, but that doesn't mean you should eat 12 of them.
I love a good value, and I love hot dogs.
You want value? Check out Unify Financial Credit Union. Not only do they have free checking and competitive loan rates, but they have locations in Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, Fayetteville, and Siloam Springs.
Unify Financial Credit Union, serving Northwest Arkansas. For more information, visit unifyfcu.com or phone 877-254-9328. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
And Unify won't hurt your sensitive tummy.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Natural.
From the fourth inning, the Northwest Arkansas Growlin' Chickens lead the trail the Arkansas Travelers 5-1. Tyler Gentry takes ball one inside. Dollard, the 1-0 pitch, cranked high in the air to center field. Cade Marlowe races back towards the warning track. A step in front, makes the catch and straightaway center for the first out. So Taylor Dollard has retired five straight, dating back to the second. He's only allowed one hit through three innings. That was the leadoff home run at the bottom of the first to Michael Garcia. Now Logan Porter hits. First pitch to Porter. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball down and in. The stadium gun has that at 67 miles an hour. Count 0-1 on Porter, who struck out to end the first, batting for the second time today. Bases empty, one out. Trav's up 5-1 in the pitch. Misses off the plate. One ball and one strike. Yeah, if you're manager Colin Cowgill, you have to like what you've seen from your offense from the Travelers over the last couple of days. 1-1 comes inside and misses. 2-1. Entering this series, and still today, the Travelers last in the league in batting average, on-base percentage, slugging, OPS, runs scored, hits, home runs, but it's really been an offensive outpouring, especially the last couple of days, but all week the offenses look better than it did early in the season. Pitch misses to Porter, 3-1. Travs are trying to win their fifth straight series. A win today would guarantee a split. 3-1 to Porter. High fly ball out to right field. Kerwer back into his right, reaches up and at his shoulder, makes a one-handed catch. They're two away. Logan Porter flies out. He's 0 for 2. John Rave hits. Rave, bases empty, two outs, left-handed hitting right fielder awaits the first pitch. High for ball one. He grounded out to begin the second, batting for the second time today. Dollard, the pitch. A breaking ball in for a strike, or even one and one. Infield shaded a pull for the left-handed hitting Rave. Dollard, a deep breath. The pitch. Popped foul to the left. Foul territory. Rizzo, the third baseman on the warning track, makes the catch just a step away from the sidewall and the netting down the third baseline. And for the second straight inning, the Naturals are retired in order. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. No runs on no hits, no errors, and no runners left on base. We go to the fifth inning, and the Arkansas Travelers lead the Growlin' Chickens 5-1.
Grasshopper is the king of all the zero turns on the market. Did you know they were the first zero turn made and their product is made in the USA? Grasshopper has out front and mid-mount zero turns. They have gas and diesel models. The deck sizes range from 41 inches to the large 72 inches. Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale, the largest Grasshopper dealer in the four-state area.
Attending a Northwest Arkansas Naturals game at Arvest Ballpark is even more fun in a group of family and friends. Special group ticket rates are available for groups of 11 or more at each Naturals home game. Consider our home plate party deck for 30 to 100 people, or the Bud Light home run porch for groups of 40 or more. But let's be real, nothing beats a Naturals game in a suite for groups of 4 or as many as 55. To reserve a group outing or suite rental for a game this summer, visit nwanaturals.com. Naturals
baseball! Hey Naturals fans, Walmart is a proud from the beginning. Walmart has had its roots in our community for more than 50 years. From around the neighborhood to around the world, Walmart has helped people save money so they can live better. Summertime has always meant games at the ballpark or play-by-play on the radio, gathering with family and friends, and sharing a meal or a snack with the ball game on in the background. So sit back and enjoy the game, and feel free to stop by Walmart if you need anything. Let's go Naturals. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
We go to the top of the fifth inning from Springdale. The Arkansas Travelers lead the Northwest Arkansas Growlin' Chickens 5-1. Alec Marsh back out for the fifth. Caden Polkovic, the second baseman, bats, and the switch hitter batting from the left side fouls it off to the left, nothing and one. Polkovic, Cade Marlowe, Patrick Frick, 4-5 and 6-2 up. The same three that led off the fourth inning, the previous inning, with a Travelers plated five runs. The 0-1 pitch misses outside. Two balls and no strikes. That's Marsh's 80th pitch of the evening. Bullpen quiet. Christian Chamberlain sat down after the top of the fourth came to an end. Marsh was able to work out of it. Polkovic walked to begin the second, popped out to begin the fourth, swings and misses, and the count's 1-2. Polkovic calls time, steps out of the batter's box. Behind the count, 1-2, Naturals play the infield to pull, down by four here in the fifth. Marsh has the sign. He nods, steps back into his motion, lifts his left leg and delivers. Marsh misses outside. Two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, and the pitch. Misses high and away. And the count's full, three balls and two strikes. Three balls, two strikes. Nobody out. And Marsh, the payoff pitch home. High and inside for ball four. Second walk of the day. Both of them have led off the inning. The Travelers have the leadoff man on here in the fifth inning. Okay, Marlowe hits. He singled in the second, homer to right in the fourth. So he's 2-for-2 today. Runner on and nobody out. Marsh, his first pitch. Skied high in the air to left center field. Lofton drifts back towards the warning track in the alley. He makes the catch. runner from first tags for second. The throw from Lofton's in time. Grotjohn tags out Caden Polkovich on Nick Lofton's third outfield assist of the season. The 8-4 double play gives Alec Marsh and the Naturals two outs here in the fifth. How about that? What a throw from Lofton. Here's Patrick Frick, the shortstop. First pitch misses for ball one. He's one for two today. Struck out in the second. Singled and scored in the five-run fourth inning. Pitches lined right back to Alec Marsh. What a reaction from the Naturals pitcher. That's our Breeze Airways. Seriously nice play of the game. Book a last-minute trip or plan a vacation with Breeze Airways. Flying nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to San Antonio, New Orleans, and Tampa Bay. Halfway through tonight's ballgame. After four and a half, it's 5-1 Travelers.
When quality, value, and energy savings matter most, you need to choose Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Our award-winning, made-in-America, double and triple-pane replacement windows and industry-leading warranties make Window World the number one choice for your next home remodel. Plus, we also offer the best entry doors, patio doors, vinyl siding, making us the brand you can trust. Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Call today for a free in-home estimate.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion of the cross and the security of the shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 65 years, Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Hey Naturals fans, have you been daydreaming about a fun and affordable getaway? Why not make it a reality with Breeze Airways? With Breeze, you can fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to Tampa Bay, San Antonio, and New Orleans. Breeze never charges change or cancellation fees, so you can book with complete peace of mind. What are you waiting for? Go to www.flybreeze.com or download the Breeze app to plan your trip. Breeze Airways. Seriously nice.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
As we go to the bottom of the fifth, we're halfway home, and the Travelers lead the Growlin' Chickens 5-1. Robbie Glendinen takes ball one from Taylor Dollar, the count, a ball and no strikes. 6-7-8 due up for the Naturals. Pitch misses down and away, 2-0. Dollard has retired seven straight, 1-2-3 innings in the third and fourth. He's still allowed just one hit, the leadoff home run in the first from Michael Garcia. Two balls, no strikes. And the pitch. Bouncing ball chopped foul through the third base coach's bracket down the left field line. And the count now 2-1. Glendinen struck out in the second inning, the second of three strikeouts tonight for Taylor Dollard. And the pitch. Swing and a miss through the fastball, and the count's even 2-2. Oh, Glendinen playing third base today, splitting time between first and third at the start of the year, but really means settled into the third base role. Glendinen at first, but back at third base tonight. The 2-2 pitch. Skied high in the air to center field. Marlow back into the alley in right center. A step in front of the warning track. Makes the one-handed catch off to his left. And there's one away. Don't make the box store mistake and buy a mower from somewhere that has no service, no repair shop, and no parts. Visit Straits Lawn and Garden today and see the largest selection of Gravely mowers at Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale. Oh, with one out, bases empty and one out, here's the second baseman, Ryan Grotjohn. He walked on four pitches in the second inning, batting for the second time today. Bases empty, one out. Growlin' Chickens down 5-1, trailing by four here in the fifth inning. And the pitch. Just misses high, a fastball for ball one. It's 1-0. Infield shaded well to pull for the left-handed hitter. And the pitch. This is high and away. Two balls and no strikes. Two balls, no strikes with one out. Grochon. An upright stance from the left side. Dollard home with the 2-0. High in the air. To the left side of the infield, the shortstop Fritt camped under it. Drifts a step back into center field. He makes the catch in the grass. For the second out. They'll make it nine straight. The Dollard set down, dating back to the second inning. He's faced one over the minimum since Michael Garcia's leadoff home run at the bottom of the first inning. Now Tyler Crapley bats. He struck out swinging to end the second. Batting for the second time today. Bases empty, two outs. 4-1 lead, or 5-1 lead for the Travelers. First pitch to Crapley misses away for ball one. A ball and no strikes. Dollar to Crapley. Line drive down the left field line. Fair and headed for the corner. Tyler Crapley has extra bases. He digs for second and cruises in standing up with a two-out double. Well, the Naturals have their second hit of the day. It comes with two outs in the fifth inning. The double from Tyler Crapley snaps the stretch of nine straight set down. Now Tucker Bradley will bat. Chuck back at second. The first pitch to Bradley. In for a strike. No activity in the Naturals' bullpen in right field. Makes me think we might see Alec Marsh for the sixth inning. Used just nine pitches to get through the fifth. He sits at 87. No balls and a strike. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Bradley well out in front. And the count nothing and two. No balls, two strikes, a runner on second and two outs. The pitch to Bradley misses down and in. Good block by the catcher, Scheffler. Keep the ball in front of him. Keep the runner Crapley at second base. No ball and two strikes. Two outs. Infield to pull. Dollard at the belt. And home with a 1-2 pitch. Bradley swings and misses. Tied up, down and in. The breaking ball. Dollard gets through the fifth inning. Strands the runner on second. Well, the Naturals fail to score in the fifth. No runs on a hit. No errors and a runner left on. We head to the sixth inning with Northwest Arkansas trailing 5-1.
We won't be beat.
Placid Tire Service is the low price leader on tires. We have a huge selection in stock and ready to install now. Plus, we offer unbeatable service, including our four tires, 1 hour guarantee. On top of that, our Placid Tire Service card and no credit needed financing options can make the purchase easy on your budget. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontytown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at PlacidTireService.com. The best service, the biggest selection, and the lowest price. That's Placid Tire Service.
Join the Northwest Arkansas Naturals this week at Arvest Ballpark for a week-long series through Sunday. Enjoy food and drink specials Tuesday through Thursday, fireworks on Friday, and a special theme night on Saturday. While Sunday is for the family, where kids eat free and hot dogs are just a dollar. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
Where so much fun comes so naturally.
The Scott Family Amazium in Bentonville is a hit with families and children of all ages. With 50,000 square feet of interactive, hands-on experiences in science, technology, engineering, art, and math, the Amazium ignites the curious, creative kid in everyone to explore, play, create, and learn. Visit the Amazium and discover the connection between the sciences and arts in the place where curiosity and creativity meet. Make your day amazing with a trip to the Amazium. Open every day except Tuesdays. Plan your visit at amazium.org.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, as we head to the top of the sixth inning, the Arkansas Travelers lead the Growlin' Chickens 5-1. Christian Chamberlain takes over on the mound for Alec Marsh. Marsh goes five innings, allows five runs on seven hits, all five runs coming home in the fourth inning. He walked three and struck his fifth appearance of the season with the Naturals, 1-0 record, a 4.26 ERA. In six and a third innings with Northwest Arkansas, he struck out nine batters. First pitch to Connor Hoover, the left-handed hitting first baseman, misses inside, ball one. Left-on-left matchup as we start the sixth inning. 7, 8, and 9 due up for the Travs. And the 1-0 pitch. Fastball in for a strike. Chamberlain kicks and the pitch. Foul back to the screen. Connor Hoover grounded out in the second inning. And he homered in the fourth inning. It was a two-run shot. Chamberlain kicks and delivers. Foul back to the screen. Count 1-2. Travelers, three home runs in the fifth inning, produced all five runs. The 1-2. Sky down the left field line out of play. And the count stays a ball and two strikes. Chamberlain started the year in High A Quad Cities. 13 appearances, 4 starts. Into his motion, kicks and the pitch. Up and in. Sends Hoover to the ground as he turns out of the way. The count's even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Oregon State product, 2020 draft pick by the Royals, kicks the 3-2 to Hoover. Down and away, ball four. Fastball misses. The Travelers have the leadoff man on here in the sixth. Today's look at the Major League scoreboard is brought to you by the University of Arkansas Fort Smith. Learn from exceptional faculty and chase your dreams at Arkansas's most affordable four-year campus, the University of Arkansas Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/jointheprime. Here's the catcher, Matt Scheffler, right-handed hitter, looks at the first pitch outside for ball one. Fourth. Full slate of action on this Friday night. There are a trio of finals and three games yet to get going. Chamberlain's 1-0. It's called for a strike. 1-1. Finals so far. In Baltimore, the Orioles shut out the Tampa Bay Rays 1-0 from Camden Yards. And it's a 1-0 win for the Cubs as well over the Atlanta Braves from Wrigley Field. 1-1, up and in. 2 balls and a strike. Well, the Philadelphia Phillies on the road beat the Washington Nationals from Nationals Park 5-3. Two and one to Matt Scheffler. Chamberlain's pitch. Fastball just misses. 3-1. Phillies and Nationals playing a doubleheader. Game two being led by the Nationals 5-3. Bottom of the ninth in Cincinnati, the Brewers up 5-4. The Reds have the tying run in scoring position on second base, the winning run on first with one out. 3-1, foul to the right. The count's full 3-2. Middle of the eighth in Pittsburgh, the San Francisco Giants lead the Pittsburgh Pirates 2-0 from PNC Park. End of six in Toronto, it's all Yankees. 10-2, the Yankees over the Blue Jays. Bottom of the seventh from Fenway Park, the Boston Red Sox lead the St. Louis Cardinals 6-1. Chamberlain's 3-2 runner going from first, misses inside for ball four. Back-to-back walks to begin the sixth inning. Hoover down to second with Scheffler on first. Two on, nobody out for Tanner Kerwer. Bottom of the seventh in Detroit. The Texas Rangers lead the Detroit Tigers 7-0 from Comerica Park. Through six innings at Citi Field in Queens, the New York Mets lead the Miami Marlins 10-1. Top five in Houston, Astros and White Sox tied at 3 from Minute Maid Park. Middle three in Colorado, the Rockies lead the Padres 3-0 from Coors Field. First pitch to Tanner Kerwer, drops in for strike one. And game's about to get going. Here in about 10 minutes, the Twins and Diamondbacks from interleague action. 0-1 to Kerwer, misses low, 1-1. And the Kansas City Royals get going with the Oakland Athletics from the Oakland Coliseum. in about 10 minutes as well. Frankie Montas and Daniel Lynch, the pitching matchup. And coming up at 9:10, the Dodgers and Guardians, Cleveland and L.A. from Dodgers Stadium. Angels and the Travelers parent club, the Mariners, from T-Mobile Park in Seattle. They get going at 9:10 Central as well, about a half hour. 1-1 pitch misses low, counts two balls and one strike. Tanner Kerr, we're 0-2 today with two strikeouts. Let's see, went down swinging in the third and looking in the fourth. Two on, nobody out. Chamberlain's 2-1, both runners going, fouled off to the right. And the count's 2-2. Again, that's our look at the Major League scoreboard. The update from the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out in the sixth. Travelers lead in the Growlin' Chickens 5-1. And the 2-2 just misses high. Counts full, three balls and two strikes. Chamberlain in danger of walking, the bases loaded. Here's the 3-2. Grounded foul just wide of the third base bag. Do it once more. Three balls and two strikes the count. The inning began. Walks to Connor Hoover and Matt Scheffler. Three straight full counts for Christian Chamberlain this inning. He just hasn't been able to get that put away pitch over. Three balls, two strikes. Chamberlain, the left-hander against the right-hander, misses for ball four. That'll load the bases. Three straight walks. Hoover on third, Scheffler on second, with Kerwer on first. And now the Naturals' acting pitching coach, Jeff Supon, out to the mound for a chat. The Travelers, five runs on seven hits, no errors. The Naturals, a run on two hits, no errors. The Naturals pitchers have issued six walks, three from each Marsh and Chamberlain. Taylor Dollard's issued just one. He's been great. For five innings, just a run on two hits, a walk, and four strikeouts. The only run he's given up was on that leadoff home run at the bottom of the first inning from Michael Garcia. Supon headed back to the Naturals' first base dugout. Bases loaded for Riley Unruh. The switch hitting left fielder bats from the right side for the first time today. Takes ball one inside from Chamberlain. 1-0. Unruh flied out to left center field in the first inning. Singled in the third. Crushed a two-run homer to right field in the fourth. Oh, he's 2-for-3 today. The 1-0. High for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Chamberlain has thrown 23 pitches, nine of them for strikes. My math tells me 14 balls. Is that right? 2-0 pitch. Called for a strike. Fastball at the knees, 2-1. Naturals bullpen quiet in right field. Travelers as well in left field quiet. The pitch. Driven high in the air, deep to right center field. Rave back onto the warning track, and that ball bounces off the base of the wall and kicks into right center. One run scores for the Travelers. Two runs score. The throw home is late. It's a two-run double from Riley Unruh that scores Hoover from third, Scheffler from second, and extends the Travelers' lead to 7-1 here at the top of the sixth inning. Four RBI tonight for Riley Unruh. Have yourself a night, young man. Two-run homer in the fourth, a two-run double here in the sixth. Unruh on second with Tanner Kerwer on third. Four straight reach to begin the sixth inning against Christian Chamberlain. Now left on left with Joe Rizzo. The left-handed hitting third baseman is one for three today. The first pitch, swing and a miss for strike one through the fastball. And the count, no balls and a strike. No balls, one strike. And the pitch to Rizzo. Misses down low. 1-1. Ball and a strike. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Chamberlain was one of the best strikeout rates in the system. Trying for the first out of the inning of his appearance, perhaps on a strikeout. A ball and two strikes. He kicks and delivers. Fisted foul to the left. I'll do it again. The count of ball and two strikes. We'll take a look at Royals pitchers in the minor leagues who have thrown at least 20 innings. Chamberlain, the highest strikeout rate. 1-2. Foul just up the first baseline. A foot wide of the bag. The count again, 1-2. 38.4% strikeout rate. Just edges out Noah Cameron, who split the year between and about a percent ahead of Alec Marsh, today's starting pitcher. The 1-2 misses high. Two balls and two strikes, the count even. Two balls, two strikes. Two on, nobody out, the pitch. Line foul back to the screen. Joe Rizzo putting up a mighty fine battle here. We'll do it again, the count even. Two balls and two strikes. Top of the sixth, the Travelers lead the Growlin' Chicken 7-1. Northwest Arkansas will start some activity out in the right field bullpen. Jeffrey Del Rosario up and throwing, but Joe Rizzo swings and misses for strike three. Christian Chamberlain has his first out here in the sixth inning, and of course it comes via the strikeout. Runners on second and third with now one out for the designated hitter, Jack Larson. 0 for 3 today with three flyouts. First pitch, calling for strike one. All and one to Larson with Unroe on second, Kerwer on third. The pitch, in for a strike. Nothing in two. Chamberlain trying to strand two runners on and keep the damage here to a minimum. And the pitch. Bouncing ball just inside the first base bag, down the line into the corner. That'll score both runs. Kerwer home from third. Unroe home from second. And Larson headed for third. He's in standing up with a two-run triple. Four-run score here in the sixth inning for the Travelers, who lead the Naturals 9-1. Larson, his second straight night with a triple. Tripled in three runs in the second inning yesterday. And he triples in two runs here in the sixth. Now Caden Polkovich bats, the switch hitter hitting from the left side. Naturals down by eight, played the infield in at the cut of the grass. And the first pitch. This is high and away for ball one. 1-0 on Polkovich. Four runs have scored here in the top of the sixth inning. 9-1, the Travelers lead. Three walks, all of them have come around to score. The pitch, driven high in the air. Deep to left field. Caden Polkovich flips his bat. It's way out of here. Off the facade of the Bud Light home run porch in left field. 419 feet, the two-run homer. Make it 11-1, Travelers, a six-run inning. That'll end the night for Christian Chamberlain. He can only get one out. six-run score against the left-hander. And Chris Widger will go to the bullpen. We'll take a timeout. 11-1, the Travelers lead the Naturals. Back after this break on the Naturals Baseball Network.
What if there were a university where you earned not just a diploma, but a resume? A career-focused university where you were empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university that's not just affordable, but the most affordable in the state. What if, right? Turns out, that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
Feels good as we stand on the shore, but our hearts are still jumping. Grab another Coke and let's dive. So we can feel forever, yet feel together, be real together. And me when I taste the feeling.
Coca-Cola, it's a cap-twisting, bubbles-fizzing, refreshing-sipping, moment-stopping, nothing-topping this feeling. So grab a Coke today and taste the feeling.
See Plaza Tire Service today for the right tire at the right price right now. Plaza Tire Service is the area's biggest selection of in-stock tires at the lowest price with outstanding service, including our 4 tires, 1 hour guarantee. Plus, we make the purchase easy on your budget with our Plaza Tire Service card or no credit needed financing options. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontytown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at plazatireservice.com. For the right tire at the right price right now, see Plaza Tire Service.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, we continue in the top of the sixth inning. Jeffrey Del Rosario on to pitch for Northwest Arkansas. It's 11-1 Travelers. 5 runs in the fourth, 6 runs here in the sixth inning. Christian Chamberlain, a third of an inning, 6 runs on 3 hits and 3 walks. Now Del Rosario pitches, facing the left-handed hitting center fielder Cade Marlowe, who fouls the first pitch to the left, 0-1. Marlowe homered in the fourth inning after a single in the second. He's 2-for-3 today. No balls and a strike, and the pitch to Marlowe. Driven high in the air out to right center field. Lofton back towards the warning track. On the warning track, he makes the catch a few paces in front of the wall for the second out, but he just tossed the ball onto the berm. Thankfully, there weren't any runners on, otherwise that could have created issues. Jeffrey Del Rosario, it's his 19th appearance of the season. That's a team best. 4-2 record, 2.92 earned run average. Base is empty, 2 outs. Del Rosario trying to send this game to the sixth inning. Little flare to right field. Into a dive. John Rave can't quite make the catch. It's a single for Patrick Frick, his second of the day. And now we'll go to the man who led off this inning, Connor Hoover. First pitch to Connor Hoover misses for ball one. He led off this inning with a walk against Christian Chamberlain, who threw 38 pitchers, faced 7 batters. And the pitch misses downstairs. 2 balls and no strike. Runner on first with 2 outs. Naturals playing as the Growlin' Chickens trail this one 11-1. The pitch, in for a strike. 2-1 the count now. Del Rosario works with a runner on first. 2 outs. And the 2-1 home. Pouncy ball chopped foul towards the Naturals' first base dugout. Count even, two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes. And here's the pitch. Bouncing ball hit to the shortstop, Garcia. He throws across to first. Logan Porter, a little bit of a stretch. He makes the grab. The Travelers send 10 to the plate and score six runs on three hits, three walks. Or four hits and three walks. No errors and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Travelers lead the Growlin' Chickens 11-1. Here from Springdale.
Golf USA Fayetteville is as golf as it gets. From beginner to PGA Tour member, Golf USA has the experienced staff and the largest selection of the biggest names in golf to help you play better. We offer certified custom club fitting for brands like Callaway, Titleist, Mizuno, and more. And we have huge apparel selections from Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Travis Matthew. Swing by the store at 3184 North College in Fayetteville. Golf USA is your natural choice for golf in Northwest Arkansas.
Single game tickets are now on sale for the 2022 season of Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball at nwanaturals.com. You won't want to miss some of the Kansas City Royals' top prospects taking the field right in your backyard with food and drink deals, fireworks, giveaways, and theme nights all summer long. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
The Northwest Arkansas National Airport proudly offers nonstop routes to 24 destinations with six different airlines to choose from. From Los Angeles to New York City, XNA can get you there. So when you're starting to plan your next vacation destination or getting ready to book your business trip, go to flyxna.com for more information on flight options. And remember, to fly safe, fly local, fly XNA.
Now, let's go back to Arvez Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Northwest Arkansas trailing 11-1. Michael Garcia leads off against Taylor Dollard, takes the first pitch for ball one, and here's the 1-0. Line drive. Extra bases for Michael Garcia. He hustles around first and cruises into second. With his team-leading 18th double of the season into scoring position to begin the bottom of the sixth. The second extra base hit of the night for Michael Garcia. A free homered in the first. Actually, all three of the Naturals' hits today have been free extra bases. Garcia has two of them. Tyler Crapley a double in the fifth. Here's Nick Lofton. 0-for-2 with two ground outs today. Naturals down by 10 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Taylor Dollard's first pitch. Swing and a miss for strike one. 67 miles an hour on the breaking ball. Lofton was way out in front. And the count snowballs in a strike. The 0-1 misses down. One ball and one strike. So the Travelers, 11 runs on 11 hits. The Naturals, a run on three hits. Neither team has made an error yet. A ball and a strike. Dollar check back at second. And home with a 1-1. Fly ball to right field. Kerwer drifts back into his left and makes the catch. Garcia bluffs the tag from second as the throw comes into third base, a little wide, but on a hop. Lofton flies out for the first out of the sixth inning. Bottom of the sixth inning, that is. Find out why banking customers love the Arvest Go mobile banking app from Arvest Bank. Visit arvest.com/go for more details. Runner on second with one out. Tyler Gentry, the designated hitter, bats. 0-for-2 today, a couple of flyouts. The first pitch. This is inside for ball one. Gentry, our guest in the pregame show today, the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. Remember, all of those interviews are archived. NWANaturals.com, the team tab at the top. Go to Virtual Press Box, and on the right-hand side, pregame interviews. 1-0 pitch. Called for strike. Post them after the game. So once I'm off the air today, we'll work on uploading that. Here's the 1-1. Misses for a ball. Two balls and one strike. Taylor Dollard threw five innings at 73 pitches. Now he's up over the 80-pitch threshold at 81. Went out into the sixth inning with 11 runs of support. The 2-1 pitch to Gentry swung through a miss. And the count's even, two balls and two strikes now. Two balls, two strikes. One out with Garcia leading from second. Dollard to Gentry. On the way. Just misses outside. The count full 3-2. Three balls and two strikes on Tyler Gentry with Logan Porter, the first baseman, waiting on deck. Three and two. Dollard set in the payoff. Bouncy ball hit to the shortstop. Frick with Garcia going to third. He throws to first and beats Gentry by a step. A fine play by Frick at short. The bang-bang play has the fans a little disappointed, not going in the way of the Naturals. So Gentry falls to 0 for 3 in the day. Garcia on third with two outs for Logan Porter. One on, two out. And the first pitch. Inside to Porter. Nearly hits him. He turns out of the way. 1-0. Struck out in the first. Flied out to right field in the fourth. Some 0 for 2 today. The Naturals a run on three hits. The Travelers 11 runs on 11 hits. Dollard working on home with the 1-0. Inside on Porter again. Two balls and no strikes. Four home runs today for the Travelers, a season high. Also the most home runs the Naturals have allowed in a game. The 2-0. Called a strike, 2-1. The Travelers trying to win their third straight over the Naturals. They're up in this season series, 6-3. The 2-1. This is down and in. Three balls and a strike. And this is the only trip the Travelers make to Springdale this year. Naturals go there twice. Northwest Arkansas was in Little Rock May the 17th to the 22nd, and we'll go back in the middle of August, August 9th to the 14th. The Naturals will play at Dickey Stevens Park on the banks of the Arkansas River. But Sunday, the last game the Travelers will play here this year. 3-1 to Porter. Sky to the right, fouling out of play. And the count full, 3-2. Three balls and two strikes the count. Michael Garcia led off the inning with a double. He's on third base. John Rave due up next. If Porter can reach base, keep this inning going. Dollard, three balls and two strikes. The payoff to Porter. Misses high, ball four. The off-speed doesn't find the strike zone. Logan Porter draws the Naturals' second walk of the evening. Runners on the corners with two outs for John Rave. The Naturals left-handed hitting right fielder. Ray grounded out in the second, popped out into foul territory in the fourth, so he's 0 for 2 today. Runners on the corners, two outs. This is the first time the Naturals have had two runners on base at the same time all night. The first pitch to Rave is in for strike one. Rave, who's played all three outfield positions this year, becoming increasingly versatile. The 0-1 pitch. Sky to the air to center. Marlowe, a beat on it, drifts to his left, reaches up and makes a two-handed catch at his cap for the third out of the sixth inning. Lead-off double for Mike Allen Garcia. He doesn't come around to score. No runs on a hit and a walk. No errors and two left on. So as we go to the seventh, the Arkansas Travelers lead the Northwest Arkansas Growlin' Chickens 11-1.
What if there were a university where you earned a diploma and a resume? A career-minded university where you were empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university whose tuition made it not just affordable, but the most affordable four-year campus in Arkansas. What if, right? Turns out, that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
Since 2002, Pickett Construction has been handling the Northwest Arkansas community's commercial and residential construction needs. From development, design, and construction, we're here for you no matter the scale of the job. Pickett Construction. You pick it, we build it.
Straight's Lawn and Garden in Springdale has a Gravely mower for you. Wide price range, lots of nice features, and made in the USA. Don't make the box store mistake where you have no service or repair parts after the sale. Buy from a reputable dealer who has parts and service after the sale and will take care of all of your mowing needs. That's Straight's Lawn and Garden, Springdale.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Oh, we're off to the seventh inning from Arvest Ballpark in Springdale. 11-1, the Arkansas Travelers lead the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, who tonight and tomorrow night plays the Growlin of the Naturals. Matt Scheffler, the catcher, leads off the seventh against Jeffrey Del Rosario, bounces the first pitch to the left side. The third baseman, Robbie Glendinning, fields it and makes a slick throw to first. One pitch, one out. 8-9-1, Scheffler, now Tanner Kerwer, Riley Unroh to follow. After the Travelers sent 10 to the plate in the sixth inning and plated six runs. Five runs in the fourth and six runs in the sixth. An 11-1 lead over the Naturals or the Growlin' Chickens. Tanner Kerwer, 0-for-2, a pair of strikeouts, but in the sixth he walked and scored. Takes the first pitch low, 1-0. Infield plays to pull. Del Rosario kicks and delivers. Bouncy ball hit foul just wide of the third base bag. 1-1. Get 11 runs, 11 hits, no errors for the Travelers, who have stranded five runners on today. A run on three hits, no errors for the Growlin' Chickens, who have left four on through six innings. Dollard at 92 pitches. The Travelers have a right-hander warming up in their left field bullpen. Pitch fouled off to the right, off the facade of the suite level, back down into the seats. And they count 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Jeffrey Del Rosario, home with the pitch. Bouncing ball hit fair just inside the third base bag. Robbie Glendinning, jump throw to first base, is a little wide and a little late. Tanner Kerwer, an infield single. Man, if Robbie Glendinning had made that play, it would have been the play of the year, at least the night of the week. Now Riley Unroh bats. Switch hitting left fielder. Three for flied out to left center in the first. A single in the third. Two-run homer in the fourth. And a two-run double in the sixth. So he's driven in four today with three hits. Check swing sends the first pitch foul just behind the Naturals logo behind home plate. Count 1-0. Oh, and one the count and the pitch. Skied in the air to center field. Lofton has it in his sight line and makes a one-handed catch for the second out of the seventh. Nick Lofton's been a busy man out in center field today. Two away in the seventh inning. I count 1, 2, 3, 4, five, six outs today. So he's responsible for two full innings worth of outs in center field. Here's Joe Rizzo, the left-handed hitting third baseman. Runner on first base is Tanner Kerwer. Two outs in the seventh with the Travelers up 11-1. Del Rosario to Rizzo. First pitch misses for ball one. Rizzo 1-for-4 today, singled in the fourth inning. And the pitch, line foul to the left, over the sweet level, out of play. And the count even 1-1. Naturals will have 6, 7, and 8 due up when we head to the bottom of the seventh inning, starting with Robbie Glendinning. Del Rosario's pitch, line back to the screen, foul 1-2. We'll do it again, a ball and two strikes. Again, the Travelers have activity in their bullpen. That looks to be Scott Boches up. Boches warming in left field. 1-2 to Rizzo, the pitch. Sky to center. Shallow right center. Lofton charges in on the run, makes the catch off to his side. That ends the top of the seventh inning. Again, it's Nick Lofton, because of course it is. No runs on a hit. No errors and a runner left on here in the top of the seventh inning. That'll take us to the seventh inning stretch, which is presented by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Trusted for more than 70 years, Arkansas Blue Cross provides affordable health, dental, and vision insurance for Arkansans. Schedule an appointment with one of our friendly health insurance experts from our Arkansas Blue Welcome Centers in Fayetteville or Rogers today. Bottom of the seventh coming up, 11-1 Travelers.
Here's to the fearless fight. The comeback, the battle against all odds. For some, it's taking the first step. For others, it's forging a new path, a chance to prove to ourselves what we're really made of. And with the name trusted in insurance for more than 70 years, even a battered spirit can come back stronger. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
For the first time since 2017, the Naturals are at home on the 4th of July, and you won't want to miss the best night of the year. First pitch is set for 6:35 against the Tulsa Drillers, as fans will be treated to the largest fireworks show in all of Northwest Arkansas following the game on Monday, July 4th, thanks to our friends at Walmart. What better way to celebrate Independence Day than a night at the ballpark? To purchase your 4th of July tickets before the game sells out, visit nwanaturals.com.
Want a cleaner and healthier home? Simply call Stanley Steamer at 1-800-STEAMER and schedule a carpet, tile, or hardwood cleaning. And save big with our $99 cleaning special.
Call 1-800-STEAMER. Stanley Steamer gets your home cleaner.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
The Arkansas Travelers lead the Northwest Arkansas Growling Chickens. Taylor Dollard is done for the day. A brilliant start. Six innings, a run on three hits, two walks, and four strikeouts. He threw 92 pitches, 51 of them strikes, and faced 23 batters. Now the right-hander, Scott Boches, takes over, making his second appearance of the season. His first, well, it came at the start of this series on Tuesday through a scoreless inning. And he starts off with Robbie Glendinning for strike one. 0-1 on Glendinning. It'll be 6, 7, and 8. He's followed by Ryan Grotejohn and Tyler Crapley. The pitch called for a strike. 1-1. Boches pitched the sixth inning. Threw just 11 pitches, 8 strikes, and got 3 groundouts. Right on right with Glendinning. And the pitch. This is down and away. 2 balls and 1 strike to Robbie. Who's 0-for-2 today. He struck out in the second, flying out to center field in the fifth. And the pitch misses high. 3 balls and a strike. Boches, 27 years old. The Mariners' 30th round draft pick in 2017 out of Marist College. He's pitched 8 games in his career for the Travelers. His ball 4 misses to Robbie Glinton and outside. He draws a walk to begin the 7th. Now here's Ryan Grotejohn. Split 2019 between, at the time, IA Modesto, AA Arkansas, and AAA Tacoma. Most of that season was in Modesto, the California League. At the time was high A, now it's single A, or low A, last year. First pitch to Grotejohn. Pop to the left, foul and out of play. Nothing in one. Oh, no. Foul ball hit off the railing of the sweet level. The fan couldn't make the play. Sends down into the lower seating bowl. Counts 0-1. The pitch. Fouled off to the left. Hits off the windows above the press level down into the front row of the seating bowl. The count's nothing in 2-1 Grote, John. No balls, 2 strikes. The pitch. Bouncing ball hit foul through the first base running lane to the right. The count will do it again. No balls and 2 strikes. Grotejohn walked in the 2nd. Fly out to the shortstop Frick in the 5th. I'll say fly out if the ball was caught in the outfield, even if it was caught by an infielder. At least that's how I score. I know that may not technically be how the score is entered online. 0-2 to Grotejohn with a runner on first. And the pitch. Bouncy ball again hit foul. Yanked up the first base line, but wide of the bag. Do it again. No balls and 2 strikes. No balls, 2 strikes. Nobody out with Glendinning on first. The pitch. Roach on a line drive down the right field line. Into the corner for extra bases. Grotejohn headed for 2nd. Glendinning pulls into 3rd. It's a double for Ryan Grotejohn. His 2nd straight night with extra bases. And the Naturals have 2 runners in scoring position with nobody out. The Naturals 4 hits today. All of them extra base hits. 3 doubles and a home run. Tyler Cropley, he doubled in the 5th inning. 2 runners in scoring position with nobody out in the 7th. Naturals down by 10. It's 11-1. Here's the first pitch to Cropley. In for strike 1. No balls, a strike on Cropley. And the pitch. Misses low. 1 ball and 1 strike. The Naturals catcher, 1-for-2 today. He struck out in the 2nd. I mentioned a double in the 5th. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-2. A ball and 2 strikes. Chance for the Naturals to inch a bit closer, down by 10 in the 7th. And the 1-2. Misses down low. Crapley lays off from Boches. Counts even. 2 balls and 2 strikes. A little bit of milling about in the Travelers' bullpen in left field, but no activity right now. And the 2-2. Fouled to the right out of play. We'll do it again. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Battle here for Tyler Cropley. And again the 2-2. Called strike 3, a fastball at 92 miles an hour. Cropley down on strikes for the 2nd time today. There's the 1st out of the 7th. Tucker Bradley will come to the plate. Lundinian on third, Grosjean on second with two outs for Bradley, who yesterday got to face college teammate Emerson Hancock a couple of times. Went 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a flyout. The first pitch is bounced to the left. From shallow left field over to first. An incredible play. Oh, my goodness. Patrick Frick throws out Tucker Bradley, but a run does come home to score Robbie Glendinning from third. So the Naturals have their second run of the game. 11-2 now this score. And Ryan Grosjean moves to third as well. You can credit Tucker Bradley with his 25th RBI of the season. Back to the top of the order for Mikel Garcia, who homered in the first, doubled in the sixth. He's 2 for 3 today. The first pitch misses for ball one. A 2 for 3 game for Mikel Garcia, who had a hit in 5 trips to the plate yesterday. Now on a 7-game hitting streak. He's reached base in 8 straight. The pitch, line drive to right field. Kerwer sinking into a slide, makes a sensational catch. Oh, my goodness. The Arkansas Traveler defense tonight's been stellar. The Naturals do add a run on the RBI ground out from Tucker Bradley. A run on a hit and a walk. No errors and a runner left on. So we go to the 8th inning. Northwest Arkansas down by 9. 11-2 the score as we head to the 8th.
You know, fans, Tyson Foods and the Naturals have a lot in common. For starters, we've both got a pretty great team, and we've got some heavy hitters in our lineup. Some members of our starting lineup are Tyson Chicken, Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, Hillshire Farm, State Fair, and Wright Brand Bacon. And just like the Naturals, we're proud to call Springdale our home. Check out our whole roster and get to know us better at TysonFoods.com.
Sophia and Chris Garcia came to Arvest Bank looking to get a home loan. Let's hear what happens.
Chris and Sophia, thanks for choosing me as your lender in the Arvest Home for Me app. And now...
There's more paperwork to do.
Nope, I got the info you sent through the app. And now...
We wait to hear from someone at your main office.
No. Now you're pre-qualified and ready to find your new home.
Wow.
And I'll be with you every step of the way.
That's...
helpful.
Very helpful.
Home loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help.
We'd like to invite you to try out our services and experience professionalism and affordability for yourself. With numerous dry cleaning and laundry options available, we're convinced you'll find the service you need. Today Cleaners now offers free pickup and delivery right to your home or office. Download our Today Cleaners app on your iPhone or Android to schedule a pickup today. And visit todaycleaners.net or stop by 1250 Market Square Drive in Springdale for more information.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, we're off to the top of the 8th inning. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals leading, or trailing, I beg your pardon. It's 11-2, and a defensive change we'll get to here in a moment. Jeffrey Del Rosario to Jack Larson, the first pitch, misses for ball one. Tucker Bradley now playing first base for Northwest Arkansas. Has a big smile on his face. He's only played a couple innings there this season. Jack Larson fouls the pitch off to the left. Out of play onto the roof of the dugout. Bounces off to the left. The second baseman is now Jake Means. And the left fielder is Ryan Grosjean. So, Jake Means is into Logan Porter's spot in the order. Ryan Grosjean moves from second to left field. Tucker Bradley moves from left to first base as the pitch misses down and in. 2 balls and a strike. Did you get all that, Ken? The first time we've seen Means at second base this year. Pitch is skied high in the air to right field. Rave a beat on it. He jogs in, camped under the ball, makes a catch for the first out of the 8th. Jeffrey Del Rosario continuing his strong relief effort. Here's Kaden Polkovich. First pitch misses for ball one. Ball and a strike to Polkovich. Del Rosario delivers. Swing and a miss. And that counts one and one. Tucker Bradley didn't start playing first base until the end of spring training. Pitch misses low, 2-1. He's played three innings there this season in just one game. So this is his second appearance at first base this season. I thought he had played there twice. The 2-1. Broken bat, blooper, shallow right field. Rave charges in. He'll take it on a hop. Caden Polkovich, his second hit of the day. Had a home run in the sixth inning after a pair of walks. Now, Jake Means has played all four infield positions this season. Means he has 18 games at first, 26 at third, 2 games at short, and now he's playing second base for the last couple innings today. Now Cade Marlowe hits the left-handed hitting center fielder, takes ball one, and they count 1-0. I look forward to the day that Tucker Bradley gets a start at first base. It's going to be a good one. The pitch drilled high in the air to right center field. Lofton back into the right center field alley. That ball's gone. Just over the right center field fence. Cade Marlowe, his second home run of the game is a two-run shot. After hitting a solo homer in the fourth, he scores Caden Polkovich from first base. And it's 13-2 Travelers in the eighth. The first runs of the game for Jeffrey Del Rosario. First runs he's allowed, I guess I should say. Here's the shortstop, Patrick Frick, who made a really nice play in the bottom of the seventh inning. Fouls the first pitch to the right. 0-1. Pitch misses, low 1-1 the count. Patrick Frick, 2-for-4 today. Struck out in the second, singled and scored in the fourth. Lined out to Alec Marsh to end the fifth, and a single in the sixth. And the pitch misses. 2 balls and a strike. Thirteen runs on 14 hits for the Travelers, including a season-best 5 home runs. The 2-1. In for a strike, 2-2. In the fourth inning, 3 home runs off of Alec Marsh that scored 4 runs from Cade Marlowe, Connor Hoover, and Riley Unroe. Caden Polkovich, a home run in the sixth inning, and Cade Marlowe, his second of the day here in the eighth. 2-2 is bounced just foul wide of the third base bag. Count stays at 2-2. 9 of the 13 runs that the Travelers have scored today have come on the long ball. 4 of the 5 home runs have been 2-run shots. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Del Rosario kicks and delivers. Skied in the air to right field. Shallow right field. Means ranges out. The second baseman calls for it and makes the catch. So Jake Means, newly entered into the game, makes the catch. And that'll be the end of the line for Jeffrey Del Rosario. Chris Widger, the Naturals manager, out to make a pitching change. He's going to grab the ball from his right-hander and make a call of the bullpen. We'll let you know who that new pitcher is. We'll take a timeout and come back. We continue the bottom or the top of the eighth inning. It's 13-2 Travelers. We'll be back after this.
Hey, Naturals fans. Walmart is a proud sponsor of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. From the beginning, Walmart has had its roots in our community. For more than 50 years, from around the neighborhood to around the world, Walmart has helped people save money so they can live better. Summertime has always meant games at the ballpark or play-by-play on the radio, gathering with family and friends, and sharing a meal or a snack with the ball game on in the background. So sit back and enjoy the game and and feel free to stop by Walmart if you need anything. Let's go Naturals. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Ugh, I don't feel so good.
Honey, I know it's dollar hot dog night, but that doesn't mean you should eat 12 of them.
I love a good value, and I love hot dogs.
You want value? Check out Unified Financial Credit Union. Not only do they have free checking and competitive loan rates, but they have locations in Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, Fayetteville, and Siloam Springs.
Unified Financial Credit Union, serving Northwest Arkansas. For more information, visit unifyfcu.com or phone 877-254-9328. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
And Unify won't hurt your sensitive tummy.
Golf USA Fayetteville is as golf as it gets. From beginner to PGA Tour member, Golf USA has the experienced staff and the largest selection of the biggest names in golf to help you play better. We offer certified custom club fitting for brands like Callaway, Titleist, Mizuno, and more. And we have huge apparel selections from Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Travis Matthew. Swing by the store at 3184 North College in Fayetteville. Golf USA is your natural choice for golf in Northwest Arkansas.
Now let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
The top of the eighth inning, it's 13-2 Travelers over the Growlin' Chickens. Andres Sautier, the new pitcher. Jeffrey Del Rosario, 2 1/3 innings, allows 2 runs on 4 hits. Doesn't walk a batter, doesn't strike anyone out. 35 pitches on 24 strikes. He faces 11 batters. And the right-hander with 2 outs in the inning and the bases empty has Connor Hoover to start things off. Hoover, the left-handed hitter against the righty Sautier. First pitch is in for a strike. Nothing and one. Sautier has been shuttled back and forth between Northwest Arkansas and Omaha this season. Between the two teams, he's made 17 appearances. And a pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-2. This is his ninth with the Naturals, so he's made 9 with each team. 3-0 with Northwest Arkansas, a 1.65 ERA. And the 0-2 pitch. Fastball 94, misses off the plate, 1-2. Sautier, he and Holden Capps, the two holdovers from the 2019 Naturals. Kicks and the 1-2 time was called right as he was going into his motion. Wolf is a sky blue glove that could not contrast more from the bright red jerseys. At the letters, the 1-2. High fly ball out to center field. Lofton to his right. Center field, he makes the catch. The final out of the eighth inning. So Sautier comes in and gets Connor Hoover to fly out to end the eighth inning. 2-run score for the Travelers on a pair of hits, capped by the home run from Cade Marlowe. No errors and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. And the Travelers up by 11, 13-2.
What's more exciting than a rally-ending double play or a walk-off home run? A day at the Scott Family Amazium. Explore science, technology, engineering, art, and math in the Amazium's 50,000-square-foot exhibit gallery filled with hands-on, interactive experiences for the entire family. Discover, wonder, create, and learn inside and outside the museum. The Amazium ignites the curious, creative kid in everyone. Open every day except Tuesdays. Double your play and make your day amazing with a visit to the Scott Family Amazium in Bentonville. Plan your visit at amazium.org.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals 2022 schedule is jam-packed with giveaways you won't want to miss. Make sure to arrive early to get your hands on several t-shirt giveaways. And don't miss out on a Bobby Witt Jr. bobblehead on Saturday, July 9th, or a bobblehead of former Arkansas Razorback Andrew Benintendi on Saturday, August 6th. And a Nick Prado bobblehead giveaway on Saturday, August 20th. To check out the full list of giveaways, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Hi, I'm Matt Mauby with Professional Business Systems. Back in 1986, we started providing Northwest Arkansas with the finest in office technology. A lot has changed since then. Over the years, we've adapted to offer the latest, cutting-edge business solutions. But one thing that hasn't changed, we still guarantee a 4-hour response time to every call. If you're ready to take your business to the next level and experience service you can trust, call Professional Business Systems at 636-0001 or find us online at pbsteam.com.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Now we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Travelers lead the Growlin' Chickens 13-2. Arvest Bank helps you find the right credit card. From Arvest Flex Rewards cards that earn points to Arvest True Rate cards with money-saving low interest rates. Apply today at arvest.com/creditcards. Member FDIC. Credit card subject to credit approval. It'll be Jake Haber to take over on the mound for the Travelers. Scott Boches, an inning, allows a run on a hit with a walk and a strikeout. Haber, the right hand, Lofton, Tyler Gentry, and Jake Means. Right on right. The first pitch. In for strike one to Lofton, 0-1. Lofton 0 for 3 today, ground outs in the first and third, a fly out in the sixth. Pitch misses, it's 1-1. The 1-1 pitch misses high to Lofton. 2 balls and a strike. The natural center fielder who's been, gosh, so busy. How many balls have been hit to him today? I mean, goodness gracious. And the pitch. Down and away misses. 3 balls and a strike. Lofton, maybe a chance to reach base for the first time today. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Pitch to Lofton. Drilled to right field. Kerber hangs up to make the catch in right field. On the first out of the eighth inning. He's caught 9 outs. And he had that double play back in the fifth inning. So he's technically responsible for 10 outs today. Out. Now Tyler Gentry hits the designated hitter. 0-for-3 today. A flyout. And the first, a flyout on the fourth and a ground out in the sixth. Right on right, the first pitch. Misses down and away, 1-0. Jake Haber, the Eastern Illinois product, teammates with Will Klein. A pitch. Misses upstairs. 2-0. And former natural Jimmy Govern. Call the strike, 2-1. The 2-1. Call the strike. And we're even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two balls, 2 strikes, 1 out, the base is empty. Travelers up 13-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning. And the pitch, down and away, misses. And the count's full, 3-2. 3 balls and 2 strikes, with 1 out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. And the payoff to Gentry. Skied high in the air. Left side of the infield, the third baseman Rizzo calls for. Camped underneath it on the infield grass. He makes the catch. There's two away.
Now batting number 9, Jake Means.
Means, the second baseman, took over defensively in the top of this inning. He's now played all 4 infield positions this season for the Naturals. And the pitch. Line drive to left field. Up with a leap. Riley Unroh, a sensational play. To end the eighth inning, the Naturals are retired in order. That ball smacked by Jake Means. The final out of the eighth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. No runners left on. For the third time today, the Naturals retired in order. We go to the top of the ninth. 13-2. The score in favor of the Travelers.
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competitions? It's either first place or no place. Challenges? They come easy to me. I've faced them, conquered them, then prepared for the next one. But it's time for the next big challenge. It's time to get world-class training, technical skills, and the know-how to be prepared for a lifelong career. It starts by serving close to home with the Air National Guard. Visit GoANG.com or call 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you craving something uncommonly delicious, like our meaty masterpiece, the Hook and Ladder Sub from Firehouse Subs? We start by piling it high with fresh sliced smoked turkey breast and Virginia honey ham. Then it's topped with melted Monterey Jack and served piping hot in a perfectly toasted roll. Save time. Order your Hook and Ladder with the Firehouse Subs app today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives.
It's time to make a break and escape the everyday. Indigo Sky Casino is the area's premier gaming destination. Live weekend entertainment, a new and larger selection of your favorite gaming machines on our beautiful and spacious gaming floor. The area's perfect getaway for fun and winning excitement. Indigo Sky Casino offers it all. Come play and stay with us. Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, we go to the ninth inning. 13-2, the Arkansas Travelers lead the Northwest Arkansas Growlin' Chickens. Andre Sautier got the final out of the eighth inning. Back out for the ninth, facing 8-9-1, starting with a catcher, Matt Scheffler. Right on right, Scheffler is 0-2 today, but he's walked twice and scored both times. First pitch is in for strike one. Sautier used just four pitches to get Connor Hoover to fly out to, you guessed it, center fielder Nick Lofton. Sautier with his sky blue glove at the neck, he kicks the 0-1. Down and away misses. One ball and one strike. Every time I walk into the clubhouse, Andre Sautier greets me with a smile. It's little things like that you really do appreciate. The 1-1 pitch. Bouncing ball hit to the third baseman, Glendinning. Good pickup on the bounce. Throw to first base. Tucker Bradley's there. And there's one away. Find out why banking customers love the Arvest Go mobile banking app from Arvest Bank. Visit arvest.com/go for more details. Right-hander warming for the Travelers in their bullpen out in left field. And the first pitch to Tanner Kerwer called for strike one. Kerwer, 1-for-3 today. Strikeouts in the third and fourth. He walked and scored in the sixth, then singled in the seventh. And the pitch bounced to the right side. Tucker Bradley, the first baseman, throws to the pitcher, Sodia covering the bag. It's in time for the out. A bang-bang play goes in favor of the Naturals. Tucker Bradley to Andres Sautier. 3-1 in your scorebook, two away. Bradley was playing well off the bag, not a natural first baseman. He made a good play. And there's now two outs back to the top of the order. The switch hitter, Riley Unroe, bat in from the left side against the righty Sautier. And the first pitch is in for strike one. What a day it's been for Riley Unroe. 3-for-5 today. A triple shy of the cycle, and he's driven in four runs. Two-run homer in the fourth, two-run double in the sixth. He also singled in the third. And the pitch misses low. A ball and a strike. Maybe this is a dumb question, but I can't help but wonder. He gets the ball into the alley. Is he trying for third all the way? Risk being thrown out. The 1-1 pitch misses low. Two balls and a strike. Maybe you could borrow it from Jack Larson, who's tripled twice this week. Tanner Kerwer had a triple on Tuesday as well. The 2-1 called for a strike. Count 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. A cycle will not happen for Riley Unruh. Andres Sautier retires all four batters he faces tonight. A 1-2-3 ninth inning. Just the second time today the Travelers set down an order. The first time since the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. No runners left on. 11 to tie, 12 to win it. We go to the bottom of the ninth.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 20 years, offering free roofing repair inspections and insurance assistance. When you contact John's, a member of their team will visit your home and do their best to assess your roof and give you the best advice for your specific needs. John's Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractor, serving you since 1999. For more information or to set up an appointment, visit www.johnsqualityroofing.com today.
Don't miss out on all of the food and drink specials at Arvis Ballpark during the 2022 season of Naturals Baseball. Enjoy Johnsonville Bucca Brat every Tuesday night home game, $1.50 barbecue sliders on Wednesdays. Thirsty Thursdays feature $2 beers, $2 peanuts, $1 sodas, and $1 Farm Rich mozzarella sticks. And of course, enjoy happy hour specials during our bullpen parties before the game on Friday and Saturday nights. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Window World, America's largest window replacement company, has just what you need when it comes to windows that enhance, beautify, and add value to your home. Like our award-winning Made in America double and triple pane replacement windows, all with lifetime warranties. But did you know we can also provide you with the best entry doors, patio doors, vinyl siding and guttering, and we even offer specialty windows and new construction windows. Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Call today for a free in-home estimate.
Now let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Now we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Naturals down 13 to 2. It'll be Rave, Robbie Glendinning, and Ryan Grotejohn here in the ninth against the right-hander Dyason Arias to get the final three outs. So 5, 6, and 7 for Northwest Arkansas, the Growlin' Chickens against the righty Arias. His first pitch to Rave is popped in the air, foul to the right. That'll get out of play about halfway up the seating bowl on a bounce. They count nothing and one. So six innings for the starting pitcher, Taylor Dollard. An inning for Boches, an inning for Haber, and now Arias. And his pitch swung through a miss. Nothing and two on John Rave, who's 0 for 3 today. A ground out and a couple of outs in the air. Oh and 2, and the pitch. Fly ball to center field. Marlowe charges in, camped under it, makes the catch above his hat. The first out of the ninth inning. Near the bottom of the ninth, the Naturals down to their final two outs. Robbie Glendinning takes the first pitch for ball one. The Naturals' third baseman, 0 for 2 today. Struck out in the second. Flied out to center field in the fifth. Walked to begin the seventh. And called their strike, 1-1. Right on right, the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-2. For the right-hander, Arias, this is his ninth appearance in relief this season. No record, a 6.14 ERA. His pitch to Glendinning swung through a miss for strike three. Down on strikes for the second time today. The Naturals down to their final out tonight. Northwest Arkansas has been set down 8 in a row now. The last to reach, the man coming to the plate, the left fielder Ryan Grotejohn. He's reached twice. He walked in the second, flied out in the fifth, doubled in the seventh. Then Fireworks following the game, as is the Plaza Tire Service extra inning show. First pitch to Grotjohn, called for strike one. Amazing how a game like yesterday felt like it took 4 hours, because normally it would have. The pitch clock really sped things along. Only 3:12 yesterday. The 0-1 to Grotjohn misses outside. 1-1. A ball and a strike to Ryan, and the pitch. Tap foul back to the screen, 1-2. The Naturals down to their final strike tonight as the Growlin' Chicken. A 1-ball and 2 strikes to count. 2 outs in the bottom of the 9th inning. High fly ball to right field. Kerwer back. It is caught. That's the game. And the Naturals fall tonight. 13-2. I'll have the totals after this on the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show.
Thanks for tuning in to today's Northwest Arkansas Naturals game. The game may be over, but we're far from through. Stick around for the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. We'll look inside the box score, highlights, and analysis of today's game. Co is next on the Naturals Baseball Network.
You love your truck, and Plaza Tire Service is here to help make it even better with custom wheels, leveling kits, and the area's biggest selection of ATs and mud tires in all the most popular sizes. Plaza Tire Service has the tires you want. Plus, with our Plaza Tire Service card and no credit needed options, you can make it easy on your budget. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontitown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at PlazaTireService.com. When you're ready to upgrade your truck, see Plaza Tire Service.
Sophia and Chris Garcia came to Arvest Bank looking to get a home loan. Let's hear what happens.
Chris and Sophia, thanks for choosing me as your lender in the Arvest Home for Me app. And now...
There's more paperwork to do.
Nope, I got the info you sent through the app. And now...
We wait to hear from someone at your main office.
No. Now you're pre-qualified and ready to find your new home.
Wow.
And I'll be with you every step of the way.
That's...
helpful.
Very helpful.
Home loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help. Equal housing lender.
Hey Naturals fans, have you been daydreaming about a fun and affordable getaway? Why not make it a reality with Breeze Airways? With Breeze, you can fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to Tampa Bay, San Antonio, and New Orleans. Breeze never charges change or cancellation fees, so you can book with complete peace of mind. What are you waiting for? Go to www.flybreeze.com or download the Breeze app to plan your trip. Breeze Airways, seriously nice.
Join the Northwest Arkansas Naturals this week at Arvest Ballpark for a week-long series through Sunday. Enjoy food and drink specials Tuesday through Thursday, fireworks on Friday, and a special theme night on Saturday, while Sunday is for the family, where kids eat free and hot dogs are just a dollar. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
Where so much fun comes so naturally.
The game is over, but we're far from through. It's time now for a look inside the box score with highlights and analysis of today's game. Now let's head back to the stadium. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Oh, welcome back to Arvest Ballpark. Fireworks shoot off overhead at the corner of Watkins and Gene George. This is the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. As the Naturals playing as the Growlin' Chickens fall to the Arkansas Travelers, 13-2. Travelers have won 3 straight. They're up to 34-27, the record. 13 runs on 14 hits, no errors, and 6 runners left on. The Naturals have dropped 3 straight, fall to 2 games under 500, 29-31. 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors. They left 5 on. Time of the game, 2 hours and 37 minutes, in front of a crowd, 4,048. Taylor Dollard was great. 6 innings, a run on 3 hits, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. He gets the win and improves to 5-2. Alec Marsh charged the loss. He allows 5 runs on 7 hits. 3 walks and 4 strikeouts. All 5 runs came in the 4th inning. Outside of that, he was pretty darn good for Northwest Arkansas. So a tough outing for Marsh again. Just that 1 inning does him in. The Naturals scored first tonight, but that wasn't enough. Michael Garcia led off the bottom of the 1st with his 2nd home run of the year. the first home run and the only home run Taylor Dollard has surrendered this year. And then it was five runs in the fourth inning on five hits and a walk. Three home runs for the Travelers in the fourth inning. They added one more in the sixth and one in the eighth. Season high, five strikeouts. The Naturals pitching staff surrendered. Travelers tagged Christian Chamberlain for six runs in the sixth inning. The Naturals a run in the seventh inning. Robbie Glendinen walked, was doubled the third by Ryan Grotejohn, and then he scored on a ground out from Tucker Bradley. The two more runs in the eighth inning off of Jeffrey Del Rosario on Cade Marlowe's second home run of the day. Our Playing Like a Winner player of the game is presented by Indigo Sky Casino, where winners play, located on Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri. Our Playing Like a Winner presented by Indigo Sky Casino, where winners play. Who do we think? Mikel Garcia, 2-for-4 with a home run. He's our Playing Like a Winner player of the game. Well, let's take a look around the Texas League, the out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Walmart. We do have a trio of finals around the league. One game still in progress. The Tulsa Drillers shut out the Wichita Wind Surge 5-0 from One Oak Field. Alec Gamboa improves to 6-0 with 3 2/3 innings of relief after Clayton Beater threw three scoreless innings. Amarillo Sod Poodles beat the San Antonio Missions 5-3. The Midland Rockhounds fall to the Frisco Rough Riders 1-0 from Riders Field. That one run came in the second inning on Trey Hare's 12th home run of the season. Bottom of the eighth in Springfield, the Corpus Christi Hooks up 11-7. They smacked three straight home runs in the fifth inning. Jainer Diaz, Shea Whitcomb, and Greg Kessinger. Now we look around the Kansas City Royals organization. In AAA, the Omaha Storm Chasers fall to the Iowa Cubs 5-3 from Principal Park in Des Moines. A run in the sixth for the Storm Chasers on a Vinny Pasquantino sack fly. Brewer Hicklin, a bases loaded walk in the seventh. Jose Briseño, a single in the eighth inning. In High A, Quad Cities, the River Bandits fall to the South Bend Cubs 14-7. And in Single A, the Carolina Mudcats lead the Columbia Fireflies 4-1. That game in the top of the seventh inning from Segra Park. They got going late, 9:04. Play a doubleheader today? I feel like they did. Again, the totals today is the Naturals fall 13-2 to the Arkansas Travelers. 13 runs, 14 hits, no errors for the Travelers. They left six runners on. The Naturals, two runs on four hits, no errors. They leave five runners on. The winning pitcher, Taylor Dollard. The losing pitcher, Alec Marsh. 2 hour and 37 minute game in front of a crowd, 4,048 fans. Naturals and Travelers are back in action tomorrow. Growlin' Chickens weekend continues. Angel Sabra will make the start for the Naturals against Connor Jones, who's twice been named the league's pitcher of the week. 6:05, the first pitch. Gates open 5:30. It's Growlin' Chickens weekend again, so the Naturals will play as the Growlin' Chickens for the final time tomorrow. 6:05 first pitch on the air with pregame at 5:45. But until tomorrow, for everyone with the Naturals, I'm Nicholas Batters saying so long and farewell from Springdale.
You've been listening to Naturals Baseball on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network. Today's game has been brought to you by Arvest Bank, by Coca-Cola, by Tyson Foods, by Professional Business Systems, by Unified Financial Credit Union, by Window World, by Indigo Sky Casino, by Walmart, by Straight Lawns and Garden, by Beaver Water District, by Midwest Block and Brick, by the Scott Family Amazium, by Firehouse Subs, by Pickett Construction, by Stanley Steamer, by Plaza Tire Service, by John's Quality Roofing, by Today's Leaners, by the University of Arkansas Fort Smith, by the 188th Wing Arkansas Air National Guard, by XNA and Breeze Airways, by Golf USA, and by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. to stay up with the club, get your tickets for the next game at Arvest Ballpark, or catch every pitch of the action all season long at the NWANaturals.com.